announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years' experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m. Get me every time.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
4-5.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to focus on the top news talk radio stories and people of 2018. It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with a bevy of talk radio experts. Talk radio experience is what you need to be on this program, and we all have it. Michael Harrison is not around with us this weekend, so I've invited a bevy of beauties. Well, I got one beauty, and that's Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Has been on a lot of great talk radio stations in her career, and now is at the top of her game running a facility that is so needed and so naturally hers. It's all about what's going on in D.C. Look at what we talk about. Look at this. Wait till you go through the stories from this past year, the top 20, and see how many of them are focused on Washington. And you know why Victoria is in the catbird seat there. So Victoria Jones is here with us. Rich McFadden, who's a veteran talk radio programmer, been on the old Good Day program for years and years and years, has his expertise and certainly has an opinion. Also joining us is John Harper. John, veteran station performer and owner, has carried my radio programs for longer than he wants to admit because that means he's getting old. He's most recently connected to WMEL in Melbourne, Florida. So good to have all of you here. Happy New Year to all of you. Instead of me going through the top stories, Michael Harrison, who couldn't be with us this weekend, has recorded the top 20 stories. And here he is going through them.
Number 20, the National Football League. Number 19, the climate change reports. Number 18, the Western wildfires and hurricanes Florence and Michael. Number 17, the Democratic House speaker battle. Number 16, Facebook Cambridge Analytica case. Number 15, the Saudi journalist slaying. Number 14, the Inspector General's FBI Clinton investigation. Number 13, the Roseanne reboot and Barr fired. Number 12, the Me Too movement. Number 11, U.S. military alliances. Number 10, the North Korea nukes program and the Trump-Kim summit. Number 9, the Dow and world markets activity. Number 8, the U.S.-China trade war. Number 7, the Stormy Daniels case. Number 6, Trump versus the media. Number 5, the Kavanaugh confirmation. Number 4, the midterm elections. Number 3, the mass shootings. Number 2, immigration issues. Number 1, the Mueller report, the Mueller investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation. Those are the top stories of 2018.
All right. So Michael has gone through them. I'm going to go around the room to Victoria first, because ladies first, then to John and Richie. What of those stories, which one, Victoria, rings the bell for you? Which one do you think is not necessarily most important, but which one sort of has gotten its place in your head maybe more than any other?
Facebook.
The Facebook story.
Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. And not only Cambridge Analytica, but Facebook generally, because it has, even though it is number 16, which is actually, I think, quite high, I think Facebook and cyber threats, cyber leaks has been not underreported in print, because I think it's been very well reported in print, but I think it's been under-focused on. And Facebook has got away with, partly because it's Mark Zuckerberg has refused to testify, Sheryl Sandberg has got away with extraordinary things, has managed to keep things secret, has appeared to not be frank in its testimony, and is continuing to give away our information, sell our information to people for anything, and is, I think, unbelievably evil.
Facebook is evil, the face of evil. Very interesting. I don't know how many of you have seen it this week, but public television has been running a special, sort of an in-depth look at Facebook, its problems, its promises, its foibles, the focus on Zuckerberg and the other people who have run it, and they don't come out good. They don't. The sense I got, I watched some of it actually last night. Anybody else seen what I'm talking about, this thing on PBS?
No, I haven't, but I'd like to.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll run over the next couple of weeks. Richie, so with Victoria, it's Facebook. What about you? What of that list, the top 20 stories, which one rings your bell more than any of the others?
I tell you, as Michael was going through the top 20, the one thing that kind of woke me up as he was blasting through them was when he hit number 12 in the Me Too movement. For some reason, I thought that would be a little bit higher this year. Mm-hmm. Not because of how I feel about it. It just, I thought it got more attention.
Well, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? Why is it important?
It's like any movement. It's basics. It's based on a great thing that then gets taken and just twisted out of control and run amok. I think people like what's his face in Hollywood and
Weinstein.
Weinstein, yeah.
Weinstein. Our guy. Weinstein.
Yeah, today. Harvey Weinstein, yeah. And Bill Cosby and just all of these people who just abused people, that, not only women, but just people, I think, for gain, because they had the power. I think it's a good thing that we finally had a handle on it. But then, once we look through the microscope of our past, you're going to find a whole lot of stuff. Yeah. I mean, if that's the way it was in the 50s and 60s, that's the way it was, and everybody was guilty of it. And we can't spend all of our time now looking backwards. We just have to fix it and move forward. And everybody wants to look at if there are people like Weinstein who just went crazy with it, yes, absolutely, throw them in jail, throw the key away. But I think we spend a lot of time looking at our past. We should learn from our past and move forward, not look at our past and sit there and just dwell on it. And I know
a lot of people, that's an issue.
They're going to get mad at me and they're going to yell. Cool.
But a lot of people have been criminalized. If we make mistakes, forgive and move on. Maybe that's easy for us to say.
Well, maybe we don't forgive. We can't sit there and convict everybody who did something that was, I don't know, this comes out sounding horrible. But we can't sit there and look at everybody, because men were that way in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. Men in power. The presidents were. Congressmen were. The producers were. They all did this. And we ought to just throw them all in jail and lock them all up. But if I look at probably the biggest thing, the mass shootings. It's like I saw that on the list at number 3 and I go, oh. We're so used to them now.
Yep.
It just kind of comes on the news, And so I was shocked to see that at number three, because quite honestly, I see it on the news and I feel sad. I go, God, what is going on with people? And then I just move on. You know,
yep.
It's just another shooting.
Part of life. Yep.
That,
all right,
that,
John, let's go to you from WMEL. What is it on this top 20 list that does the trick for you in terms of stories?
Hi, Doug. Well, I agree with Victoria and Richie on what they brought up, especially what Richie was talking about with the Me Too movement. And I've got some feelings about Bill Cosby and all of this. But number one on my list, kind of dovetailing on Richie, would be the mass shootings, especially here in Florida. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary on Valentine's Day of the school shooting in Broward County, and that one in particular really stands out as probably one of the biggest stories, I think, of the year. It created a lot of different actions and reactions as to how people responded to that. You've got amendment rights issues that came out of that. People who are voting for the first time, trying to get change. And I think the mass shootings then that we've seen this year, amazingly, throughout the country, that would be number one on my list.
Yep. All right. John Harper, Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing on with our overview of the top 20 stories. We'll get to the people list, too, in the next half hour. Right now, though, I want to focus on the new year, on how much rest you're getting. Are you getting every night a really good, great, in fact, night's sleep? The answer is yes. You don't need to listen for the next 60 seconds. But if the answer is no, and I'm guessing there are going to be no more no's out there than yeses, the way that you can change your sleep forever is to go to MyPillow.com. My pillows are made in Minnesota. Yep, all of them. Made in the USA, not made in China. They're not made in India. They're not made in Indonesia. They're 100% washable. You can dry them, put them back on your bed. There's nothing worse. This is gross, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. The mites and the little grubby things that are growing in your pillow, your sheets. They get into your ears, into your nose, into your mouth while you're asleep. They are, if you ever see a picture, these are microscopic little beings. They are so gross. My God. And if you can't wash your pillow, you can't keep them out of your bedding. So you got to get new pillows. And why not get the pillows you can wash and keep for a longer amount of time? My pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Get two for the price of one, or four for the price of two, or any number of combinations of great pillows and sheets and mattresses, coverings, the things that you need for a great night's rest. And they're all guaranteed, by the way, till the 1st of March. So if you use them, you don't like them, you send them back, get your money back. That's the deal. That's their guarantee. That's why I'm happy to tell you to go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. DJV is the promo code. You get half, maybe even better than that, maybe more than 50% off. You got to see what the item is. Use it. Get a great night's rest and a wonderful year of napping, if you will. MyPillow.com. For everything you buy there, use the promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is, so I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing with the Talk Radio Review, a review of the stories, the News Talk Radio items of interest to those who are on our dais here. And to you as well, we've got the top 20 from Talkers Magazine. You find the list at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the presence of John Harper from WMEL in Florida, Rich McFadden from Radio America, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company wants to weigh in on the number 12 item, which we have talked about to a point, but not with the woman's point of view. The Me Too movement is number 12 on the top 20, according to Talkers Magazine, and the impact that it's having. Rich said it was time for us to forgive. I don't know. He didn't say forgive.
No.
But move on from this in terms of some of the things that are, unless if I'm paraphrasing you wrong, Richie.
No, just not look under the microscope at every single person, unless they're a rapist like Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby. Back in the 50s and 60s with regard to the Me Too movement, every single man, this is the way powerful men worked. And if we're going to sit here and look under the rocks for every, you're going to spend the rest of your life looking at these people. So if they were rapists and drugging you like Cosby or Weinstein was, yeah, throw them in the jail. But otherwise, let's learn and move forward.
All right, Victoria, your take on this, please.
I agree with Richie that this is the way it was. And in the 50s and 60s and in the 70s, and if they were rapists, indeed they should go to jail. They should go to jail now. But it wasn't just the 50s and 60s. It was the 70s and the 80s. It happened to me in the 80s. And it was the 90s, and it's today.
Today. It's still going on today. Yes, it is. I agree with you.
Today. Yeah. And that's the point. It's going on today. And the Weinstein stuff was not in the 70s. These are actresses who were blacklisted today. So this is the point. This is
the
men feel entitled to do these things today. And there are young women going into the workforce today who feel very liberated and then suddenly come up against this behavior. Some of it is not rape. But some of it is. And this is the thing. And so I'm not saying that men should go to prison. What I'm saying is that this has to stop, and it has to stop now. Men abusing power against women in the workforce to get what they want. It has to stop.
Don't you think
boys have to be raised differently.
Boys need
to be
raised differently.
The Me Too movement has worked, but is working. I mean, look at the Matt Lauers and all of the public figures that have been fired from the job.
All right, Richie, let me ask you in a different way. Let's make it personal. You've got a young teenage son who is just growing into manhood, if you will. What sort of conversation do you have with him about this? How are you teaching him to not have this value that Victoria is talking about, that we're all talking about, and that goes awry?
It's funny you mention that, because he's recently got a girlfriend.
Really?
And, you know, as with every 14 and 15-year-old kid, they're hot and heavy really quick, and, oh, I love you, and all this stuff. And what I teach him is that it's respect. It's all about respect. And the way you treat her is a direct view of how people look at you. Mm-hmm. So you treat her with respect. You do not do anything that your mother or your grandmother wouldn't teach you to do and wouldn't approve of. Mm-hmm. Respect.
Yeah, that's a good way. But I think that we can hammer that home with youngsters. But a lot of parents don't have the same moral values or pay attention to their children as you do. That's an interesting sort of side take on that, maybe a lesson well learned. We'll continue with John, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Talk Radio Review. It's 28 past the hour. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me starting January on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. The show is called North State Now. North State Now is all things local. The first Thursday will be yours truly, interviewing musicians, artists, chefs, writers, and more. The second Thursday, enjoy the magazine and enjoy the store with James Posada and friends. The third Thursday will feature Dr. Orna Gill discussing women's health. The fourth Thursday features Heroes from the North State with Michelle Slay. That's North State Now, starting in January at 6 p.m.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Moving ahead now with our overview of the top News Talk radio stories of the year and the people list. I'm going to go through that. You've gone through the top stories that Michael Harrison did for your listening and dancing pleasure. We have also the expertise of three of the people who are closest to me in the radio world, my radio goombas, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL in Florida, and Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America in Washington. Let's do the people list. At number 20, Jamal Khashoggi. Number 19 is Xi Jinping. Do I pronounce? I never pronounced that right. But
no, that was right. That was perfect. Yeah, that was
thank you, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Bezos, number 18. Elon Musk, 17. Zuckerberg, 16. Hillary Clinton, 15. Bob Woodward, 14. Roseanne, 13. James Comey, at 12. Paul Manafort, 11. Kim Jong-un at 10, Mike Pence at 9, Brett Kavanaugh at 8, Stormy Daniels at 7, Jeff Sessions at 6, Nancy Pelosi 5, Mitch McConnell 4, Vladimir Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 3, Mueller is 2, and Trump is 1. Anybody got a problem with that list? There's a list of characters. That sort of, remember the barroom scene from the first Star Wars movie?
All the aliens.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How about we put all 20 of these in a bar room scene the next Star Wars movie? That'd be...
that would be...
awesome. Wouldn't that be awesome? It would be awesome. Yeah.
I think it would come down to the final two standing would be Roseanne and Trump.
Maybe. And they're two peas in a pod. Yeah. All right. Politically.
Pence would be the first one knocked out.
Right. Can you imagine Roseanne as the vice president of the United States? Aye. All right, Victoria, pick a name out of that, out of the barroom scene that I just went through. Pick a name and talk. Just anything that comes to mind, significant or otherwise. Because you know at the D.C. Radio Company, having worked as long as you have in Washington, you know a lot of these people up close and personal. So maybe you can give us a little insight into most of them. Because they are, at least the American names, are Washington insiders, with the exception of Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. So you want to pick a name?
Oh, you mentioned Zuckerberg to me? Okay. So he's off limits to me because I'll have to take a Valium. Okay. So, I'm going to mention Mitch McConnell at number four because he's highly significant. He was highly significant in 2018. He's going to be equally significant in 2019. He's the Senate Majority Leader. He continues to be Senate Majority Leader as Nancy Pelosi comes in 99.99982% likely to be Speaker of the House. So that sets up a very interesting dynamic. Mitch McConnell is the man who, if Robert Mueller looks likely to be fired, will make any kind of decision as to whether a bill comes to the floor to stop that. So far, he has shown no inclination to let a bill come onto the floor. Mitch McConnell is the man who really has it. He is a consummate, in American, consummate in English, politician, deal maker, negotiator, and he is going to play a major role next year in anything that gets passed, comes to the floor, and happens.
All right, I'm going to piggyback with my own experience or my own thoughts about Mitch McConnell for a moment. It won't have the same, I'm talking about significant. If you really bear down into the farm bill, you understand how significant it is. But because I am an American family farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do a podcast and an hour-long program every week, which you can find, by the way, a little plugola, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We focus on food, farm, family. That's what the show is about. And Mitch McConnell was pretty much single-handedly, whether you realize it or not, responsible for getting the farm bill through the Senate, even though I don't like a lot of provisions that are in it. What it does is legalize the growing of hemp in the country, something that needed to be done. It was legal before World War II. After World War II, politicians from states like McConnell's state put it off limits because they didn't want to see black people growing. The blacks were growing the hemp and making money, and there was a concerted effort in the House and the Senate to stop them from doing that. That's why hemp became illegal. It's now legal again. It will help boost the interest and the future, the viability of American family farmers, as will the ultimate legalization of marijuana. That's a controversial statement for some, but marijuana is going to be legalized nationally, federalized, if you will, sooner or later, and now it's a matter of time. But in terms of McConnell and what he did with the farm bill, he pushed not only for the legalization of hemp being grown everywhere, but also for a tightening down on the welfare, if you will, food stamps, the SNAP program, whatever you want to call it, so that now, I don't know how many people realize this, this is a very positive step. Even though I got a lot of problems with the farm bill, $600 billion goes to people, farmers, huge agribusinesses that don't deserve it, don't need it, shouldn't have it. But in terms of the SNAP program, you have to be, between the ages of 18 and 49, you have to show that you can't work, that you are physically incapable of work in order to get food stamps. That's a huge change, a huge difference, and a huge uptick as far as I'm concerned, because there's so many people who've been screwing you and me, the American taxpayer, by getting food stamps that don't deserve it, to be able to require that able-bodied men and women between the ages of 18 and 49, if you are able to work, you won't get food stamps. I think that's a very big step forward, frankly. And I'd welcome any other comments that people have. I don't want to get stuck on this, but I'm glad you picked his name out, Victoria. Richie, any comments? John?
Yeah, on the list of 20 people in our barroom scene, before I get to that, Paul Manafort, I have thought ever since he appeared on the American scene, couldn't he be a good leading candidate to play the role of Tony Curtis? Doesn't he look like Tony Curtis?
What do they call him, an afternoon matinee idol, I think. Right?
But on my list, I've got number 17 and 18, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, both in fierce competition with each other, with Elon Musk and SpaceX, and Jeff Bezos with Blue Origin. Right here on the Space Coast, things are really heating up, because in 2019, next week, we're looking, well, it won't be next week, but it's going to be probably in the third quarter of 2019, we're finally putting our Americans back into space, being launched right here from the Kennedy Space Center. So that is a huge issue with us, something that everyone here is pretty excited about, and we're going to be looking for that in 2019. So number one and number two on my list would be Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos.
All right. Richie, how about your list?
Why is Hillary Clinton and Bob Woodward on this list? Should
good
they be
question.
Last year's news?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question. I don't see either one of them as having real significance.
Yeah, Woodward's, I mean, Hillary
book.
Clinton.
His book.
Now, Woodward's out on the stump.
I know,
he's doing
but,
theater appearances like he was some big star. He's in Boston this week, as a matter of fact, at the Wang Theater, doing a couple of nights of just telling his stories. Don't know why anybody would go, but that's just me. I think he's he's just so puffed up on himself.
So for me, Xi Jinping is the big name. I think we have
because you can say it.
Well, in part, yeah. I might have gone to Jeff Bezos if. But you know, with Xi Jinping, with China, and just this is what I want Trump to do. I want Trump to do what he's doing with China. I want him to be tough with them on the economy and on trade, and I want them to stop stealing our intellectual property. Mm-hmm. And you need to be tough with them. And I know it hurts right now with all the tariffs, and I know it's not fun, but you have to hit the reset button with these guys. This is basically the future of world war. Stealing intellectual property, eavesdropping on your digitally, looking into your webcams, listening to our microphones, and I'm sitting in my kitchen right now. They could watch me and look at me and tap your phones. Just this intellectual property thing, stealing all of our blueprints of all of our computers and then just reproducing them and selling them, and controlling the trade war. You have to get control of these things. If you don't, it's lights out, man.
Yeah. All right. So there they have all weighed in on the people list. We'll continue our overview, the review, if you will. News Talk Radio is in the focus. John Harper is here from WMEL, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. I'm going to focus now on the millions of people listening to this program who are having a tough time with their regular bowel movement. Yeah, that sounds a little, huh? What's he saying? Yep, I'm talking about the need that you have for a daily laxative. Constipation is a real problem in America. You're backed up. You're uncomfortable. Many people resort to use of these laxatives, but they have a harsh effect on your body, bloating, cramping, diarrhea, more problems. So how do you clean out your intestine? You do it with Life Change Tea, something that I sip every day all through my program. Life Change Tea keeps you normal, keeps you regular. It cleanses your body from those intruders. You ever seen a picture of some of those parasites that are inside your body? I know I'm talking about that a lot here, the stuff that gets into your ears for the new pillow, and now this is what's in your gut. Well, it's true. There are a lot of things in the environment get into your body and make your colon very unhealthy. It's unpleasant to talk about, but it's more unpleasant to live with it. So let's fix it. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and have yourself a good time cleansing gently your body by having Life Change Tea. Order Life Change Tea. The only way you can get it is online at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. GetTheTea.com. Get Life Change Tea and get a healthier innards, if you will. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Again, the focus on the top news talk people from 2018, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the list every week of the stories and the people. This week, as we review the year, there are 20 names that have been significant in talk radio over the past year, according to Talkers Magazine. Jamal Khashoggi starts off the list at number 20. Xi Jinping is number 19. Chinese Premier Jeff Bezos from Amazon, number 18. Elon Musk from SpaceX and Tesla, number 17. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook is 16. Hillary Clinton, why is she on the list, is a good question. Number 15. Bob Woodward, even a better question, why is Bob Woodward on the list at 14? Roseanne Barr, understandable why she's on the list at 13. James Comey, also 12. Paul Manafort occupies the number 11 slot this year in terms of conversation on people. Kim Jong-un is at 10. Mike Pence, number 9. Brett Kavanaugh, number 8. Stormy Daniels is 7. Jeff Sessions, 6. That surprised me, actually. He was that big on the list, but they did the research. Nancy Pelosi, number 5. Don't you wish she'd go away. Mitch McConnell, another old fossil, number 4. Bad Vlad, number 3. Maybe he's the guy in the naked picture that Mueller has. Speaking of Mueller, he's number 2 on the list. And as you might expect, Donald Trump caps off the list at the top as the president of the United States. All of the discussion about the investigation, his business dealings, who he supported during the midterm elections, getting Kavanaugh in, all of those things. Trump versus the media. Yeah. The news media. It's all part of the discussion, and I'm betting it's going to be a lot more of the same sort of thing as we move ahead into 2019. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, a couple of more moments here in this hour of the review. Most important host in talk radio. John?
In talk radio today, I think the most important still has got to be Rush Limbaugh.
All right. Victoria, who's the most important talk radio personality in the country?
Rush Limbaugh proved it once again recently over the wall.
Yep. All right, Richie, you're not going to agree.
Dana Lash and Chad Benson and Doug Steffen.
Right. Those are all the Radio America winners.
I would beg to differ, and I would say that Hannity has an edge on Rush. I think that his connection to the president, his stature in the news, actually gave him a little bit more of a bump this year.
Yeah, he did. He's become more controversial. He still hasn't become even close. Rush Limbaugh made more money last year than he's ever made, even though he has a contract that changed what his base was. He made $84 million last year. Sean made about 29. If you're looking at money, that's sometimes the way to compare. It's 10 before the hour. Talk radio review time.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
A Christmas message from Drs. Promola and Payush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Promola and Payush Dhanuka.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans, who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices, and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country, by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the last weekend of the year. We have the same traditions going through the top, in this circumstance, top technology stories of the week. Victoria Keelan is here to do that. Starting from number 5 to number 1, Walmart is going to get the bugga-buggas, and you'll be getting your bugga-buggas bugga-bugged by them if you go into one of their stores, it looks like, Victoria.
Yes, and what all that actually means is, that's Doug's tech speak for, yes, you will be surveilled if you go into Walmart. And so they have they freaked a lot of people out this week because a patent that they were granted for a new listening system for inside their stores went public. And so a lot of people, this started to go viral, and a lot of people are really freaked out about the idea of everything being listened to. So if you're walking down a particular aisle, and if you interact with any of their employees, now this is what they say will happen, that they can listen in on the conversation. They say that it's because they want to make sure their employees are greeting customers and doing everything the right way, but really, it's a lot more than that. It's a lot of Big Brother in this new system.
Mm-hmm.
So they have not said when this is going to be installed into stores, but it's bringing up a great point. Do you have a right to privacy when you're shopping? So if you're on the phone with your boyfriend,
yes,
having a fight, Uh-huh. That's going to be public. That's going to be public information, essentially, at these Walmart stores. So you have to really rethink how you shop. And I don't know that a lot of people are going to love that Walmart is spying on them to this degree. You know, it's one thing to have hit cameras and things like that, and everyone's used to that in any retail environment. But this is an actual listening device, so. It'll be interesting to see. Yeah. Can you imagine, though, you get the wrong person in charge of recording conversations, and then they start putting them out on the Internet? This spells nothing but trouble for Walmart.
Next up, actually a couple of stories with a focus on your dog. First one from Snapchat.
Yes. So if you've ever used Snapchat or Instagram filters, people always love to try to get their dog's faces into the filter. But the cameras are not set up. The algorithms are not equipped to recognize a dog's face and then add the little bunny ears or whatever it is that you want to add to it. So now Snapchat has fixed that. They actually have 9 different dog lenses, is what they call them. And so, if you and your pooch want to sit down and make a little selfie video, it will now recognize your dog's face, so you can have matching goofy faces or ears or whatever you want to do for entertainment. And then you can now send out those Snap videos, and I'm sure Instagram is going to be following very closely behind on this one now that they have the technology. So, Instagram users, because I don't really use Snapchat, I'll be waiting for the Instagram version. But it's fun to make videos with your dog.
All right. Now, the number three item, again, with a focus on dogs and a manner of speaking, this is news from the FOMO Co., right? The Ford Motor Company.
Yes, and so this is kind of an interesting thing that Ford is now branching out into other areas by using their own existing car technology. So what they did was they know that dogs have a much wider range of hearing than humans. If you have a dog who is afraid of fireworks, then you know the panic that ensues all night long until the fireworks are gone. It's a horrible thing that some dogs go through. So Ford developed a noise-canceling kennel prototype, and so it's inspired by the noise technology that they have in their Edge SUV, which softens the engine and transmission noises. And so they have microphones inside this kennel that detect sounds of fireworks, and then a built-in audio system sends out opposing frequencies that Ford uses in their Edge SUV, and so that way it can actually help offset some of the noise coming in, and then the dogs can be calmer in the kennel. Now, the kennel's not for sale yet. It's a prototype, but they said it's the first in a series of initiatives that they're calling interventions that applies automotive technology to everyday problems, which is pretty cool for Ford. So Ford gets 2 thumbs up for looking out for the dogs.
All right, number 2 on our list has to do with what you buy this weekend before things become more expensive next year.
Yep, a few things you want to buy. If you need a new iPhone battery, get on it this weekend. If you want a movie pass, AMC's Stubbs A-List will stay at $19.95 per month. It goes up next year. And buy that book of stamps, the Forever stamps, because they will be going up in price at the beginning of 2019.
All right, now number 1 is a look back at what people bought in 2018.
The number one thing people bought in the world of technology in 2018 is the Instant Pot. This is not surprising to anyone who has a kitchen, because it seems like there's one in every kitchen in America. The most popular model is $99. Other things that made the list, a couple of RoboVacs, a digital meat thermometer, the WizGear magnetic phone mount for the dashboard at $8. That became super popular, and DNA testing kits. Were also big in 2018.
Yeah, 23andMe is expensive, but they're on you forever. I don't like them anymore. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria Keevan.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Casey and Danny Dollar, owners of Top Dollar Films, are premiering The Dragon Unleashed in Reading January 9th at the Cascade Theater. The Dragon Unleashed is an action-adventure film starring John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard fame. Over 90% of The Dragon Unleashed was filmed in Shasta County with local actors and crew. The premiere will also include a raffle of movie memorabilia, including a rare Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox signed by John Schneider. Join us January 9th at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater for the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed. This film is rated for mature audiences. For more information, go to Top Dollar Films on Facebook.
Sail into 2019 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Purchase your New Year's Eve bash tickets now. This party kicks off December 31st at 7:30, featuring DJ Chris, mixing it up for headlining act Hill Street Band, performing dance music from the 70s to present day, so you can dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets $50 per person includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, including a delicious buffet, dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple at midnight, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino Hotel. No need to travel. Lots of fun giveaways and a chance to win a fabulous Baja Cruise. This event sells out fast. Reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve bash, download the Wind River app, offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better at the River.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
All funding with other things to make it a win-win for the country.
Meanwhile, presidential counselor Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News Sunday the president's not reaching out to Democrats, but is waiting for Democrats to reach out to him. An umbrella group of independent professional unions called Sunday on people to march on the presidential palace in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, to demand the leader Omar Bashir step down. Signaling protests against the 29-year rule of the autocratic president are showing no signs of abating. Final preparations are underway in New York City, hours to go for the annual ball drop, as workers did a run-through prior to tomorrow night's celebration, because you never know what might happen to something mechanical.
High atop One Times Square, they're doing a dry run, raising the nearly 6-ton crystal ball to the top of a 130-foot-tall pole. Jeff Strauss with Countdown Entertainment admits that on New Year's Eve in 1995, there was a slight snafu.
My first year, the ball was actually 3 seconds late. So you got to rehearse to make sure you get it right on time. But the magical thing about this is, no matter whether the ball's, you know, late, early, whatever, the new year happens.
At 6 p.m. on New Year's Eve, the ball lights up and is raised to the top here, where it sits until 11:59, when it is then lowered, ushering in 2019. In Times Square, I'm Julie Walker.
Happy birthday today to Sandy Koufax, the famed Dodger Hall of Famer, 83 years old. News and analysis at townhall.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-in Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-in Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-in Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
An international trade association says killings of journalists and news media staff rose again in 2018 following an overall decline during the past half dozen years.
The most shocking statistic is that we know that 9 of 10 journalist murders remain unpunished in the world. It comes from a UNESCO report, and even though the Jamal Khashoggi case is well known, we won't probably never know with certainty who gave the order to kill him.
Sunday, thousands of men and women gathered in Benai to cast ballots, hoping someone in the Congo somewhere might take seriously. Last week, the Electoral Commission made the surprise decision to bar some 1 million voters in Benai and Butembo, cities in eastern Congo that were affected by the Ebola outbreak. Sunday night football, Indianapolis leads Tennessee 24-17 in the fourth period. News at townhall.com. New year and a new look to paychecks for some workers.
New minimum wage requirements will take effect in 20 states and nearly two dozen cities. The state wage hikes range from an extra nickel per hour in Alaska to a $1 an hour hike in Maine, Massachusetts, and for California employees with more than 25 workers. The largest employers in Seattle will have to pay workers at least $16 an hour in the new year. Increases are also on the way in Missouri and Arkansas as a result of voter-approved ballot initiatives. I'm Shelley Antler.
Verizon customers can continue to watch ESPN, ABC, and other channels owned by Disney after the two companies announced a deal over programming fees, with details to be released in the coming days. They faced a December 31st deadline, and without an agreement, Verizon's Fios network would have stopped carrying Disney channels. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
U.S. LLC.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Yes.
Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the final one for 2018. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, our bill of fare here on the countdown is to have Michael Harrison with us, but he is indisposed, so I have corralled a group of my pals, talk radio experts from different facets of the business. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. John Harper from WMEL in Florida. And so we go through the stories and the people. We'll get some nuance as we're really trying to wrap this all up and put it into perspective. So let's do that. First, we'll have the voice of Michael, who's not here live, but he has gone through the top 20 stories according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. So let's have that list from their perspective, and then we'll see where we want to put this in terms of other perspectives beside, this is the real deal. This is the real list from Michael Harrison of the top 20 stories of the year.
Number 20, the National Football League. Number 19, the Climate Change Reports. Number 18, the Western Wildfires and Hurricanes Florence and Michael. Number 17, the Democratic House Speaker Battle. Number 16, Facebook Cambridge Analytica case. Number 15, the Saudi journalist slaying. Number 14, the Inspector General's FBI Clinton investigation. Number 13, the Roseanne reboot and Barr fired. Number 12, the Me Too movement. Number 11, U.S. military alliances. Number 10, the North Korea nukes program and the Trump-Kim summit. Number 9, the Dow and world markets activity. Number 8, the U.S.-China trade war. Number 7, the Stormy Daniels case. Number 6, Trump versus the media. Number 5, the Kavanaugh confirmation. Number 4, the midterm elections. Number 3, the mass shootings. Number 2, immigration issues. Number 1, the Mueller report, the Mueller investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation. Those are the top stories of 2018.
All right. So I want to go back to something. Those of you who are listening to the program in its entirety, we had earlier on the talk radio review which is something that is ancillary to the countdown itself, overviewing some of the stories with our own thoughts about them. And we were discussing the most important hosts, and I asked around the room John, Victoria, Richie to tell us who they thought was the number one host. And there was some agreement on Limbaugh. It's very interesting in the Trump era how, in my opinion, Rush has been overshadowed by Sean Hannity, but he has done very, very well. There's an interesting profile on Politico.com if you want to see it. Rush Limbaugh Roars Back is what it's titled. And so the thing that makes this interesting, or part of it anyway, and Sean and Rush are friends by design, by necessity, but they are friends. I can't tell you that I'm still friends. Limbaugh and I were friends early on because he and I have been on the air for about the same amount of time doing a syndicated program. He started in August of 1988 doing his Limbaugh show, and I started in October of 88 doing what was the forerunner of the Good Day show, which was the forerunner of the DJV show that I do now. But he made, at that time, talk radio was not what it is today by a long shot. It was very little politics. It was lifestyle. It was conversation about things that were going on in all of our lives and our world. And Limbaugh grabbed it. Limbaugh took the available life signs. He had the deal, and I don't mean to be too inside here, but he was working on KFBK in Sacramento. A fellow that's a very good friend of mine, worked with me on my station, other stations, named Bruce Marr, heard Limbaugh at his home in Reno. And he called a guy named Ed McLaughlin, who was then the president of ABC Radio but wanted to go out on his own. They'd been trying to find somebody that they could make national that wasn't like the talk radio of the moment, which was much more, as I say, lifestyle. So Limbaugh went to New York. Because of McLaughlin's status at ABC, they gave him 2 hours of free time on WABC in New York. So Limbaugh went on from noon until 2, and because there was a breakdown, it just happened, timing is everything, a program that had been on in midday on an old thing called Daynet had 46 affiliates. So Limbaugh started on the first day doing noon to 2 on WABC, and then he did the syndicated show from noon to 2, and then he did 2 hours free for WABC in New York, because that's how they got him in there. McLaughlin says, they'll give you the show for free, just put him on. And that was, so anyway, that's how the program started. And he grabbed it from the beginning. It was all politics. And it changed the whole world of talk radio to basically what it is today. And Trump listens to Limbaugh and Sean on the radio. He watches Fox News. And that's also something that has given these two guys unparalleled power, I think, anyway. And so I've given you my background, or what I think is the background of these two guys and how they've grown. Number three on the list of talkers, anyway, is Dave Ramsey, who has a completely different apolitical program. His business, the way he does things, has created an ambiance for him that's really quite good. I think there's going to be a change, though, in the top. I think there's some up-and-comers. Rishi, you've got a couple of people at Radio America, Dana and Chad, who are the talk of the non-traditional. They're doing politics, but they're doing it in a way that that gives flair and favor. I think Chad really has a lot going for him because he's funny.
Chad's really funny.
Yeah. In-your-face guy. I remember the argument we had at dinner. I think you were there last year. Anyway, but Dana is a different. Dana is, because of her, I think, connection to the National Rifle Association, has a different.
You want to know what Dana's, and this is what people love about Rush, or loved back in the early days about Rush. Dana's really good at taking an issue and breaking it down to what it means for you, but then delivering it in an entertaining way that keeps you engaged. And that's what talk radio really those big
some
days
of these people,
was.
Yeah. Yep.
Is
you're right.
Is they took these big, difficult topics And they made it entertaining. They made fun of it. They had a good time with it. Even though it wasn't a fun topic, they made you understand it, and they entertained you at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of, you know, Dana and Chad focuses on. Chad's just a little bit more silly and has more fun with it.
Yeah, he is silly.
You know, it's – and that's where – but see, Trump kind of reinvigorated – all of the originator guys, the Limbaughs and the Hannitys.
The old guys that were getting stale.
Right, and because it was just getting too hardcore, like in your face, like banging on your head all day long. People don't want to be beat on all day long like this.
No.
They don't want to hear the drum beat all day long. But Trump made it interesting again, and that's why those guys are you know, seeing increased ratings right now.
Yep, exactly. All right, Victoria Jones, as a veteran working a lot of great radio stations, you have not done a syndicated program, but you've been heard on lots of
radio stations.
When did you do a syndicated show?
I did a syndicated show for United Radio Networks from 96 to 98.
Why did I miss that? Why did I forget that?
I don't know.
I don't either. At any rate, the women company. Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Because they carried my program, too. And I'm now thinking, wait a minute, what is there that I missed here? Yes, they did. They carried my program, and you were on the air there as well. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about, though, and I don't want to do this in a way that seems belittling, and I don't want it to come across like you're the token woman, so I want to know about women hosts, but I kind of do want to know where... I'm upset. I'm continually upset about women in this workplace as well as other workplaces not getting paid equally and not having a presence. So where are the good women in terms of gathering an audience? We just talked about Dana Loesch, but other women, either local or syndicated, who aren't second bananas, who aren't blonde bimbos, who aren't there just to laugh at the host. Where
are
the
real... just got out. Laura.
Yeah, Laura got out. Yeah, right. So where are the good ones, Victoria? Are we getting more women to do this and do it well?
There are some good women in local talk radio, and I think there are some local syndicated hosts. I think this is a question that has to be directed to management, and I think there is still a very 80s mindset. I'm not even going to say a 90s mindset that listeners don't want to listen. This is going to sound awful. Don't want to listen to an opinionated woman. Now, I would say that's not true because listeners, and in talk radio, I think that still the majority of them are men, although there are a lot of women listening to these shows, listening to your show and listening to other talk radio.
Well, I have more women listening to me, but that's because the design of the show is I got three women co-hosts, and we want to talk about women's issues.
But I think women and men are very interested in listening to women and men who have opinions and want to discuss them in a lively way. This is going into 2019, and I think sometimes we don't always catch up with that. Having said that, I also think that it's complicated because even if management is saying, yes, we want to do this, sometimes it's like turning around an ocean liner.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, end of year for 2018. Losing weight. If you get to the end of the year and you've put on those pounds, like most of us have, you want to get them off, and you're looking for a diet, and you're going to go, well, let's see, what are the big diets? There's the DASH diet, there's the Weight Watchers diet, there's the Mediterranean diet, there's the Atkins diet, there's this diet, that diet. Well, let me help you out a little bit here, boys and girls. Calitrin, scientifically proven to be the healthiest way to lose weight, gives you energy because their number one ingredient is collagen. Collagen, 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. And yet when you get to be 30, you stop making collagen, so you need a supplement, and Calitrin is the best supplement that I know of for collagen. It's the highest quality, made with all natural digestive enzymes. Order Calitrin, lose the weight at toploss.com. Make sure use the code DJV. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change. On Monday, listen to the best of as Ken Murray, Linda, and I make predictions for 2019. Stillwater selling. What's going to happen with Trump? What's happening in the world? Education changes. This and much more right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Without Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Steffen, but I do have a great list of supporters. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company is here. Another D.C. mainstay, Rich McFadden at Radio America. Plus John Harper, my pal from WMEL, carried this My Morning program for almost as long as it's been around. John has been a great supporter, a great friend. He's a great broadcaster. So I want you to weigh in, John, if you will, on the presence of women on the air and the content, the context and content of where we're going conversationally. And maybe more to the point, what did you find over the years at WMEL? What was the best combination of people on the air?
Well, obviously, Doug, first of all, the secret to that success has been a good blend or combination of both local and nationally syndicated talk shows. Let me for a moment point out yours. Over the years, you have constantly evolved and kept up with the times, and you've not been doing a talk show that you were doing the likes of which back in the 1990s. You have evolved, and I think that is important for a talk show, a talk radio station. That, number one. Number two, Victoria especially was talking about some of the women in talk radio, and you mentioned, Doug, where are they coming from, and how do you get good women on the air? I think Victoria, first of all, over the years, has been kind of a trailblazer.
She has been, yeah. I agree with you.
Setting a good pace, a good tone for women of talk radio and talk television. And I think TV, by the way, has developed a good stable of women who are new to the industry for the most part. They don't have a lot of years behind them, but there are a lot of good women on many of the networks these days. But more specifically, getting back to your question as to where do you develop and find them, it certainly is at the local level. And I think we're seeing a trend in talk radio and in music radio, too, I might add, where stations are getting away from the voice tracking and things like that and going back to local disc jockeys, which is really refreshing. I really enjoy hearing disc jockeys that I know are in my community or wherever it may be, but that's very good for the industry. And as far as talk radio goes, developing women and men who have a good understanding of the community, good understanding of issues that are important to a community, and can communicate to the listeners. But it starts at local radio, and that's what we are going to be trying to do here in 2019, really develop a large portion of our programming into local talk radio.
Yeah. There's there are a couple of good I'm thinking about local folks who have done still, if there are any that were jocks beforehand. Rush was a jock. I was a jock. Most of the people that were successful early on and even continuing today. Sean was never a jock. I think Todd Snit was. I'm trying to think of some of the people
was
around.
A jock.
Was Benson
was
a jock?
Jock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, I know
yeah.
You were a jock. Yeah. And so that we brought you were Victoria? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Really? All right. Richie played a little music from time to time.
70 station.
Yeah. I don't know how good you were at it, but I know you.
Not very. Not very.
But it was a fun time because we understood how to have fun. And that's what I think many of us who have been around for a while bring to the surface here that isn't obvious with some of the more serious types that take themselves so seriously today. Anyway, that's my take on it. We're going to continue. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is going to help us in the next half hour as we work towards some of the legal issues that were important on News Talk Radio this past year. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com, 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Now 34 after the hour, The focus here is what the big stories of the year have been in terms of News Talk Radio, Talk Radio Countdown Show, without Michael Harrison, but we have all these other people who are here to lend a hand, if you will, and to help us focus. We have Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL in Florida. Joining us now is also our legal expert. Not many radio programs have their own legal expertise. And maybe that's an oxymoron. Maybe legal and expertise together in the same sentence.
Did you
maybe a bit of a problem. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer. He teaches law, and there's another oxymoron, at Bentley University in Boston. He's also one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft, so he's here with us on the countdown. And I want to put you and Victoria together because of all of the stories. You look at the top 20 list, and at number 16, Facebook comes into focus. And as scandals go for 2018, Facebook is probably at not the top, maybe the Russia thing is the biggest scandal, but Facebook's got to be close. So, Victoria, let's have a little more, because you made a big deal out of this earlier on, the Facebook thing and what it does to us in general. What does it do to life in America? What does it do to life, generally speaking? Give us the background as to why you think this is so important.
I think it's important because so many people are on Facebook. I think it's important because so many of us don't realize what's going on with Facebook. I mean, I just sent you, did you receive that list from BuzzFeed News?
Just simply
a big list of all the Facebook scandals. Yeah. And when you look at that list, date by date by date, that is a pretty long scroll, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Steve, in terms of what the legal ramifications of this, what liability does Facebook have for this? It starts last January, all the fake news stuff and then people's data being mined. There are all kinds of things. I mean, there are dozens of things that Facebook has done. They've been bought and paid for by money from guys like George Soros who could fiddle around with them, and maybe they've been fiddled and diddled with the Russians, the Chinese, and a lot of people have been, if you will, objectified here. So if you have a problem with Facebook, whether it's your own stuff relating to something said, you know, is it freedom of speech protected, or is there liability on the part of Facebook for some of this stuff?
Well, you know, it is interesting, and first of all, I agree totally with Victoria. I think this is a huge problem that people really don't necessarily appreciate how serious it is. And it also points out the fact that the technology is always ahead of the law. The law is always playing catch up. So, for instance, with some of the fake news and things for which Facebook might otherwise be held responsible, they aren't, because under present law, they really don't have any legal obligation. They're a platform where other people can put things up, and there are specific laws that protect them from any liability. That's an issue that needs to be revisited. But perhaps most revisited is the fact of all of this personal information about us that people really never even thought about. And certainly, no one ever reads the user agreement, and basically what it says is, you know, we own you. We own your information, and the little bits of data and metadata can be used to manipulate people for any wide variety of purposes, and it can be done for all kinds of invasions of privacy, to influence people to buy a product, to influence people to vote for a candidate. And this is something where the European Union is far ahead of us on this. They have just instituted some laws regarding personal data, when it can be used, what can be gathered, and even that is just a good start. But we need to follow that. We need to follow that lead, because right now it's the wild, wild west as far as what Facebook can do legally.
Well, there are other adjuncts to this. Because they have so much money, they've bought up all of the ancillary. They bought up Instagram, Well, they paid, what, $19 billion for WhatsApp, and that in itself is mind-boggling. When you look at some of the wealth that's been created around social media, it's cool, but then how the concentration of this media has gone in the Facebook direction. Zuckerberg's obviously trying to keep himself relevant, but there doesn't seem to be the same kind of scrutiny. Is there a Department of Justice scrutiny for these deals? Like if an airline buys another airline, it's got to go through DOJ approval. Does this stuff that Facebook is doing go through DOJ?
It does. They still, any kind of takeover of this still is subject to antitrust laws. But, you know, frankly, as far as the Internet goes, there's all kinds of social media that can be done. And so you do have a kind of a concentration in power. I think it really, as far as antitrust violations and monopolies, it requires a new type of analysis as far as the concentration of power here. So, if we broke up little old AT&T, they had nowhere near the power and control that Facebook has. So, it's once again where the laws have to catch up with the technology.
Okay, so let me ask you the final thing in this freedom of speech arena. If they keep saying, and I was, there's a special, I don't know if you've seen it or not, Steve, I was talking about it earlier on PBS this week about Facebook and what all of its machinations are, and
yeah.
They keep saying it's all freedom of speech, freedom of speech, freedom. We do this, we allow people. But then they yank Alex Jones off their platforms for violating what they say their hate speech policy. So what is it? Do you have freedom of speech there? Or it's a private country, a company, and they do what other private companies certainly are entitled to. I can say to anybody, I'm not putting you on the air anymore, and that's within my right because it's my program.
You know, I have no problem with them yanking Alex Jones off there. He's an abomination. And the fact that, you know, it's the old freedom of speech. You know, the old saw, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Right.
Jones has been sued and a number of times successfully over some real harm that is out and out lies. Out and out lies have perpetrated. And so here it is, there's nothing wrong with private companies having their own standard. And frankly, if you have a standard that permits Alex Jones, you have a standard that's in the gutter, basically. So it's one of the things I tell my students in media law when we say, okay, will the do I have a right as a professor to say whatever I want under the First Amendment? And the answer is no. The answer is no. My employer can fire me for anything. The First Amendment is a protection of free speech, not being interfered with by government. So if your employer wants to do that, that's fine. I always remember Don Imus used to have a retort. Someone would say, well, I have a right. A caller would say, I have a right to say what I want. And he would say, responsible spokesman with opposing views, get your own damn 50,000-watt radio station.
Sounds very much like him. All right, in a moment, I want to continue with John Harper focusing on a host or hosts that he may have fired and why he fired them. And then I want to talk about the Trump-Russia investigation and where that all is going legally and otherwise. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us. And Victoria Jones is here, and John Harper. I'm Doug Steffen. With a couple of tidbits, I'm here giving people advice all the time, the form of commercials, and I take 60 seconds here and 60 seconds there to tell you stories that are based on my experience. One of the things that I will not do is shill for a company whose products I don't believe in. I don't do that. And I take the responsibility seriously of being able to present to you things that I know from my own experience will work. Thus, my talking about how to lose weight with Calitrin and how fabulously successful I have been and other people that I know have been using this product. The benefits are, there's a myriad of them, but mostly when you take the weight off, you keep it off using this program. It's very inexpensive. You don't have to go on any diet. You can if you want. Exercise is important to this, but you want to keep yourself in a conscious state of health. And that's what you do by using Calitrin to keep your weight where you need it. You can go to toploss.com and use the code DJV and get special pricing and free bottles and that sort of stuff. But lose weight the responsible way this year with Calitrin at toploss.com. And I would say the same thing when it comes to cleaning out your insides. Food is so badly processed these days. The pesticides, the herbicides, the processing made it harder for you to get the right nutrition. That's why I recommend having a cup every day of Life Change Tea. It'll also help you lose weight, but more importantly, it cleans the bad stuff out of your gut, out of your stomach, out of your colon, out of your intestines. Cleans it right out so that you have the healthiness that you need to fight off disease. Inflammation starts in the gut, starts disease. So getthetea.com and use the code DJV for free shipping. That's Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Again, the focus on the top news talk people from 2018, according to research at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the list every week of the stories and the people. This week, as we review the year, there are 20 names that have been significant in talk radio over the past year, according to Talkers Magazine. Jamal Khashoggi starts off the list at number 20. Xing Jinping is number 19. Chinese Premier Jeff Bezos from Amazon, number 18. Elon Musk from SpaceX and Tesla, number 17. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook is 16. Hillary Clinton, why is she on the list, is a good question. Number 15. Bob Woodward, even a better question, why is Bob Woodward on the list at 14? Roseanne Barr, understandable why she's on the list at 13. James Comey, also 12. Paul Manafort occupies the number 11 slot this year in terms of conversation on people. Kim Jong-un is at 10. Mike Pence, number 9. Brett Kavanaugh, number 8. Stormy Daniels is 7. Jeff Sessions, 6. That surprised me, actually. He was that big on the list, but they did the research. Nancy Pelosi, number 5. Don't you wish she'd go away? Mitch McConnell, another old fossil, number 4. Bad Vlad, number 3. Maybe he's the guy in the naked picture that Mueller has. Speaking of Mueller, he's number 2 on the list. And as you might expect, Donald Trump caps off the list at the top as the president of the United States. All of the discussion about the investigation, his business dealings, who he supported during the midterm elections, getting Kavanaugh in, all of those things. Trump versus the media. Yeah. The news media. It's all part of the discussion, and I'm betting it's going to be a lot more of the same sort of thing as we move ahead into 2019. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson, and here's some heavy news. 1 in 6 American kids is obese.
The reason why we're concerned about that is all the health problems that are associated with having excess weight on our bodies.
Mayo Clinic pediatric psychologist Dr. Bridget Biggs says overweight kids are being diagnosed with what had been adult onset diseases.
We're seeing kids with type 2 diabetes. We're seeing kids with fatty liver disease, sleep apnea.
Dr. Biggs says if you're concerned about your child's weight, keep your focus and conversations on his or her overall health. Set reliable times for meals and snacks and eat them at a table or counter in a room free of distracting technology.
We're just more mindful when the electronics are off.
Include fruits with breakfast and fruits and vegetables with lunch and dinner. Keep healthy snacks visible in the kitchen and the refrigerator and avoid sugary drinks. Lastly, encourage exercise through example. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Let's get to John Harper from WMEL with regard to hosts. We were talking earlier what makes up a good local radio station. You ever had to fire anybody because of some of the things that we've been talking about, freedom of speech issues? I'm trying to think of some of the people I know you've had on the air over the years and whether you've had any run-ins with them.
Well, over the years, Doug, there have been some that have been terminated due to not following the directives that I laid out, but for the most part, because of the directives that I've had in place at the radio station, that's been few and far between. I've given my host a lot of latitude and longitude, and I've always told them that if they're within the boundaries, I will support them and stick up for them. And for the most part, that has worked, and I haven't had a lot of issues with having to be concerned about hosts overstepping those bounds. Yeah. I make sure they know what the boundaries are, and if you do it that way, there usually should not be a problem. Now, there have been some along the way over the years, no doubt about it, and a few of national fame to claim. But like I said, I lay out the boundaries, the playing field very clearly, and that has over the years worked and kept the host out of trouble, me out of trouble, and kept the radio station out of trouble as well.
Have you ever been sued by a listener?
I'm sorry, say again?
Ever been sued by a listener to your stations?
Going back to the days of the Anita Bryant gay rights issues in Miami, we had some issues in those days, but
yeah.
Other than that, no problems.
Because she was from your neck of the woods, the Orange Alley there. All right, we'll continue with a matter of, in a couple of moments after a word or two from your local station, John Harper, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, and Victoria Jones with Doug Stephan on the Countdown.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
A Christmas message from Drs. Promila and Payush Danuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Promila and Payush Danuka.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's see what we can do in a wrap here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, legal expert. Victoria Jones from the D.C. radio company. John Harper of WMEL on the countdown. I didn't ask, well, I guess there's only so much time and only so many questions I can ask, and I want to leave everybody with an opportunity to express themselves on this number one story. Steve, I don't know whether I said this on the air or off the air to you, Victoria and John. The whole business about the nude selfie, when I first saw that headline, I thought somebody had a picture of Mueller nude. And that was what was flittering or not. That isn't the case. But why is this important? Steve, I'll start with you. The investigation itself, why is it important, and what's the impact of this nude shot that now is making the rounds?
You know, I'm not aware of this nude shot.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh. Apparently, Mueller's got a picture of some Russian that played into it. Victoria, what else do you know? What's the gossip in D.C. about this nude thing that Mueller unearthed? I don't know why it's tied into this, even. I think that's what the confusion is.
Well, we don't know how long he's had this for. Of course, we don't know how long he's had a lot of
things. But who's in it? Who's in the picture?
We don't know, but Concord Management and Consulting LLC is complaining about this. Brad Heath, who's an investigative reporter for USA Today, tweeted yesterday that apparently among the millions of pages, Mueller has this selfie. And this is from a filing, quote, available to the general public of the collection techniques he uses as manner, blah, blah, blah. Could the manner in which he collected a nude selfie really threaten the national security of the United States? For the reasons set forth above, defendant Concord Management and Consulting respectfully requests that the court deny the government's motion. Dated December 27, 2018, respectfully submitted. So we don't know who the nude selfie is of.
What is the implication that it's Trump?
Well, we don't know if it's.
Well, there's somebody is implying. There's got to be somebody that's saying.
No, it could be anybody. There are multiple people involved. It could be anybody. It could be a Russian. It could be anybody. I don't know.
All right. So where does this investigation and the impact of it conversationally on talk radio go in 2019? Is it over for the most part, do you think, Steve?
No.
Hell no. This thing is just beginning. And once Mueller gets his report out, and once the report is responded to by the president and his legal team, this thing is going to heat up quite a bit. But there's no question that Mueller has already. I mean, if this thing is a witch hunt, they found more witches and warlocks than in a Harry Potter novel. They've indicted numerous Russians. They've also indicted and got convictions dealing with Manafort, with Cohen, with others. There are all kinds of wrongdoing that has occurred, and the president can rail on about things being improper, but the bottom line is that it has already shown a number of criminal violations.
Mm. One wonders, in terms of the shutdown, the government shutdown, how all of these things are impacted by that reality. The number two issue here, we got about 60 seconds. John, immigration issues, immigration where you are in Florida, is it still the big issue that it used to be, and will it continue to be there in the new year?
I think, Doug, here in the state of Florida, it seems to have taken a back seat, obviously, to the government shutdown, the economy, and again, as I mentioned earlier in the program, the mass shootings that have taken place throughout the country this year, and the infamous one in Fort Lauderdale earlier this year on February 14th, Valentine's Day, those are issues that are still first and foremost on the minds of Floridians.
Mm-hmm. The midterm elections was number four. We didn't see any, I don't know, did we see any surprises there? I mean, other than the two women, the one woman from Boston and New York that pushed out some old tired politicians. Is that the story when it came to midterm elections, Victoria?
It was one of them, but I think the other big story, of course, is the Democrats taking the House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And Kavanaugh's confirmation. Steve, you get the last word. Where does that go in 29? What's the impact of him being on the Supreme Court now?
Well, it'd be very interesting because so far in the few decisions Kavanaugh has participated in, he's shown a good judicious temperament, and he actually has gone with more moderate views than were expected.
All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Victoria Jones, John Harbor, Happy New Year. Thanks for being here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrip. The White House says President Trump's not reaching out to Democrats as a partial government shutdown appears set to extend into the new year. Counselor Kellyanne Conway told Fox News Democrats are the ones that need to take the first step.
Nancy Pelosi needs to come back from Hawaii. Less hula, more moolah for the DHS, Customs and Border Patrol, funding our border security. They need to come to the table and do their job. A fully functioning democracy demands that both parties come together and that the Congress and the executive branch work together.
The stalemate's entering its second week with no end in sight, and the next time the Senate meets is Wednesday, January 2nd. A 68-year-old woman and her 4-year-old granddaughter died in a house fire on Long Island overnight. Officials say the fire started around 3 a.m. this morning at a 2-story house in New Hyde Park. More than 200 firefighters responded to the home, which was fully engulfed in flames. A 10-year-old boy was injured but escaped the blaze by jumping from a window. Two other people in the house were uninjured. Verizon reached a deal to continue carrying Disney channels ahead of a December 31st deadline. And the Kremlin has published a New Year's letter written by President Vladimir Putin to U.S. President Donald Trump.
Putin sent greetings to other world leaders. To President Trump, he said Russia-U.S. relations are the most important factor behind ensuring strategic stability and international security. The Russian leader also said he is open to dialogue on issues hindering the relationship with the U.S. Putin and President Trump were supposed to meet earlier this month at the G20 summit. Trump canceled, tweeting, "It would be best for all parties, given Russia's seizure of 3 Ukrainian naval vessels." There's also impact on Russia on the U.S. plans to get troops out of Syria and to cut the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan in half. I'm Ed Donahue.
And you can check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has sent a letter to South Korean President Moon Jae-in. That's according to South Korea's presidential office.
In the letter, Kim called for more talks between the leaders in 2019 to advance discussions on the peace and prosperity of the Korean Peninsula, Moon's office said. The presidential office also said Kim expressed regret that he couldn't make a planned visit to Seoul that the South had hoped would happen by the end of 2018. Kim and Moon met three times in 2018 as Pyongyang actively initiated diplomacy following a provocative run in nuclear and missile tests. I'm Zaria Shakili.
In the obituary column, British actress and comedic star June Whitfield, whose long career included memorable roles in the TV series Absolutely Fabulous and Terry and June, and in the movies in the Carry On series, has died. She was 93. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. 3 deals are completed to sell wind farms in Texas.
Oil and gas producer BP has sold 3 of its Texas wind farms to funds managed by affiliates of Los Angeles-based private equity firm Aris Management Corporation. London-based BP says the deal includes its Silver Star, Sherbino Mesa 2, and Trinity Hills turbine farms. Saying it wants to optimize and upgrade its other American turbine farms, BP will still have interest in 11 wind farms in 8 states.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Silver Star, about 100 miles southwest of Fort Worth. Sherbino Mesa 2, located about 40 miles west of Fort Stockton. And Trinity Hills, about 50 miles southwest of Wichita Falls. A Montana ski resort says it safely evacuated 140 people from a chairlift after a mechanical problem at the Whitefish Mountain Resorts in Colorado. In Montana, that is. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to focus on the top news talk radio stories and people of 2018. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with a bevy of talk radio experts. Talk radio experience is what you need to be on this program, and we all have it. Michael Harrison is not around with us this weekend, so I've invited a bevy of beauties. Well, I got one beauty, and that's Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Has been on a lot of great talk radio stations in her career, and now is at the top of her game running a facility that is so needed and so naturally hers. It's all about what's going on in D.C. Look at what we talk about. Look at this. Wait till you go through the stories from this past year, the top 20, and see how many of them are focused on Washington. And you know why Victoria is in the catbird seat there. So Victoria Jones is here with us. Rich McFadden, who's a veteran talk radio programmer, been on the old Good Day program for years and years and years, has his expertise and certainly has an opinion. Also joining us is John Harper. John, veteran station performer and owner, has carried my radio programs for longer than he wants to admit, because that means he's getting old. He's most recently connected to WMEL in Melbourne, Florida. So good to have all of you here. Happy New Year to all of you. Instead of me going through the top stories, Michael Harrison, who couldn't be with us this weekend, has recorded the top 20 stories and here he is going through them.
Number 20, the National Football League. Number 19, the climate change reports. Number 18, the Western wildfires and hurricanes Florence and Michael. Number 17, the Democratic House speaker battle. Number 16, Facebook Cambridge Analytica case. Number 15, the Saudi journalist slaying. Number 14, the Inspector General's FBI Clinton investigation. Number 13, the Roseanne reboot and Barr fired. Number 12, the Me Too movement. Number 11, U.S. military alliances. Number 10, the North Korea nukes program and the Trump-Kim summit. Number 9, the Dow and world markets activity. Number 8, the U.S.-China trade war. Number 7, the Stormy Daniels case. Number 6, Trump versus the media. Number 5, the Kavanaugh confirmation. Number 4, the midterm elections. Number 3, the mass shootings. Number 2, immigration issues. Number 1, the Mueller report, the Mueller investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation. Those are the top stories of 2018.
All right. So Michael has gone through them. I'm going to go around the room to Victoria first, because ladies first, then to John and Richie. What of those stories, which one, Victoria, rings the bell for you? Which one do you think is not necessarily most important, but which one sort of has gotten its place in your head maybe more than any other?
Facebook.
The Facebook story.
Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. And not only Cambridge Analytica, but Facebook generally, because it has, even though it is number 16, which is actually, I think, quite high, I think Facebook and cyber threats, cyber leaks has been not underreported in print, because I think it's been very well reported in print, but I think it's been under-focused on. And Facebook has got away with, partly because it's Mark Zuckerberg has refused to testify, Sheryl Sandberg has got away with extraordinary things, has managed to keep things secret, has appeared to not be frank in its testimony, and is continuing to give away our information, sell our information to people, for anything, and is, I think, unbelievably evil.
Facebook is evil. The face of evil. Very interesting. I don't know how many of you have seen it this week, but public television has been running a special, sort of an in-depth look at Facebook, its problems, its promises, its foibles, the focus on Zuckerberg and the other people who have run it, and they don't come out good. They don't. The sense I got, I watched some of it actually last night. Anybody else seen what I'm talking about, this thing on PBS?
No, I haven't, but I'd like to.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure it'll run over the next couple of weeks. Richie, with Victoria, it's Facebook. What about you? What of that list, the top 20 stories, which one rings your bell more than any of the others?
I tell you, as Michael was going through the top 20, the one thing that kind of woke me up as he was blasting through them was when he hit number 12 in the Me Too movement. For some reason, I thought that would be a little bit higher this year. Mm-hmm. Not because of how I feel about it. It just, I thought it got more attention.
Well, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? Why is it important?
It's like any movement. It's basics. It's based on a great thing that then gets taken and just twisted out of control and run amok. I think people like what's his face in Hollywood and Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby and just all of these people who just abused people, not only women, but just people, for gain, because they had the power. I think it's a good thing that we finally had a handle on it. But then, once we look through the microscope of our past, you're going to find a whole lot of stuff. Yeah. I mean, if that's the way it was in the 50s and 60s, that's the way it was, and everybody was guilty of it. And we can't spend all of our time now looking backwards. We just have to fix it and move forward. And everybody wants to look at and you know, if there are people like Weinstein who just went crazy with it, yes, absolutely, throw them in jail, throw the key away. But I think we spend a lot of time looking at our past. We should learn from our past and move forward, not look at our past and sit there and just dwell on it and just.
Yeah.
And I know
a lot of people that's the news.
They're going to get mad at me. They're going to yell. And that's cool.
But a lot of people have been criminalized. If we make mistakes, forgive. And move on. Maybe that's easy for us to say.
Well, maybe we don't forgive. We can't sit there and convict everybody who did something that was, I don't know. This comes out sounding horrible. But we can't sit there and look at everybody because men were that way in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. Men in power. The presidents were. Congressmen were. The producers were. They all did this. And mm-hmm. we ought to just throw them all in jail and lock them all up. But if I look at probably the biggest thing, the mass shootings, it's like I saw that on the list at number three and I go, oh, we're so used to them now.
Yep.
It just kind of comes on the news. And so I was shocked to see that at number three because, quite honestly, I see it on the news and I feel sad. I go, God, what is going on with people? And then I just move on, you know.
Yep.
It's just another shooting.
Part of life. Yep.
That,
all right,
that,
John, let's go to you from WMEL. What is it on this top 20 list that does the trick for you in terms of stories?
Hi, Doug. Well, I agree with Victoria and Richie on what they brought up, especially what Richie was talking about with the Me Too movement. And I've got some feelings about Bill Cosby and all of this. But number one on my list, kind of dovetailing on Richie, would be the mass shootings, especially here in Florida. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary on Valentine's Day of the school shooting in Broward County, and that one in particular really stands out as probably one of the biggest stories, I think, of the year. It created a lot of different actions and reactions as to how people responded to that. You've got amendment rights issues that came out of that. People who are voting for the first time, trying to get change. And I think the mass shootings then that we've seen this year, amazingly, throughout the country, that would be number one on my list.
Yep. All right. John Harbour, Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing on with our overview of the top 20 stories. We'll get to the people list, too, in the next half hour. Right now, though, I want to focus on the new year, on how much rest you're getting. Are you getting every night a really good, great, in fact, night's sleep? The answer is yes. You don't need to listen for the next 60 seconds. But if the answer is no, and I'm guessing there are going to be no more no's out there than yeses, the way that you can change your sleep forever is to go to MyPillow.com. My pillows are made in Minnesota. Yep, all of them. Made in the USA, not made in China. They're not made in India. They're not made in Indonesia. They're 100% washable. You can dry them, put them back on your bed. There's nothing worse. This is gross, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. The mites and the little grubby things that are growing in your pillow, your sheets. They get into your ears, into your nose, into your mouth while you're asleep. They are, if you ever see a picture, these are microscopic little beings. They are so gross. My God. And it's, if you can't wash your pillow, you can't keep them out of your bedding. So you got to get new pillows. And why not get the pillows you can wash and keep for a longer amount of time? My pillows. Go to mypillow.com. Get two for the price of one, or four for the price of two, or any number of combinations of great pillows and sheets and mattresses, coverings, the things that you need for a great night's rest. And they're all guaranteed, by the way, till the 1st of March. So if you use them, you don't like them, you send them back, get your money back. That's the deal. That's their guarantee. That's why I'm happy to tell you to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. DJV is the promo code. You get half, maybe even better than that, maybe more than 50% off. You got to see what the item is, use it, get a great night's rest and a wonderful year of napping, if you will. MyPillow.com. For everything you buy there, use the promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing with the Talk Radio Review, a review of the stories, the news talk radio items of interest to those who are on our dais here, and to you as well. We've got the top 20 from Talkers Magazine. You find the list at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the presence of John Harper from WMEL in Florida, Rich McFadden from Radio America, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company wants to weigh in on the number 12 item, which we have talked about to a point, but not with the woman's point of view. The Me Too movement is number 12 on the top 20, according to Talkers Magazine, and the impact that it's having. Rich said it was time for us to forgive. I don't know. He didn't say forgive.
No.
But move on from this in terms of some of the things that are, unless if I'm paraphrasing you wrong, Richie.
Just not look under the microscope at every single person, unless they're a rapist like Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby. Back in the 50s and 60s with regard to the Me Too movement, every single man, this is the way powerful men worked. And if we're going to sit here and look under the rocks for every, you're going to spend the rest of your life looking at these people. So if they were rapists and drugging you like Cosby or Weinstein was, yeah, throw them in the jail. But otherwise, let's learn and move forward.
All right, Victoria, your take on this, please.
I agree with Richie that this is the way it was. And in the 50s and 60s and in the 70s, and if they were rapists, indeed they should go to jail. They should go to jail now. But it wasn't just the 50s and 60s. It was the 70s and the 80s. It happened to me in the 80s. And it was the 90s, and it's today.
Today. It's still going on today. Yes, it is. I agree with you.
It's going on today. Yeah. And that's the point. It's going on today. And the Weinstein stuff was not in the 70s. These are actresses who were blacklisted today. So this is the point. This is
the men
feel entitled to do these things today. And there are young women going into the workforce today who feel very liberated and then suddenly come up against this behavior. Some of it is not rape, but some of it is. And this is the thing. And so I'm not saying that men should go to prison. What I'm saying is that this has to stop, and it has to stop now. Men abusing power against women in the workforce to get what they want. It has to stop.
Don't you think boys have
to be raised differently.
Boys need to be raised differently.
The Me Too movement is working. I mean, look at the Matt Lauers and all of the public figures that have been fired from the job.
All right. Richie, let me ask you in a different way. Let's make it personal. You've got a young teenage son who is just growing into manhood, if you will. What sort of conversation do you have with him about this? How are you teaching him to not have this value that Victoria is talking about, that we're all talking about, and it goes awry?
It's funny you mention that, because he's recently got a girlfriend.
Really?
And, you know, as with every 14 and 15-year-old kid, they're hot and heavy really quick, and, oh, I love you, you know, and all that stuff. And what I teach him is that it's respect. It's all about respect. And the way you treat her is a direct view of how people look at you. Mm-hmm. So you treat her with respect. You do not do anything that your mother or your grandmother wouldn't teach you to do and wouldn't approve of. Mm-hmm. Respect.
Yeah, that's a good way. But I think that we can hammer that home with youngsters. But a lot of parents don't have the same moral values or pay attention to their children as you do. That's an interesting sort of side take on that. Maybe a lesson well learned. We'll continue with John, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Talk Radio Review. It's 28 past the hour. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving ahead now with our overview of the top news talk radio stories of the year and the people list. I'm going to go through that. We've gone through the top stories that Michael Harrison did for your listening and dancing pleasure. We have also the expertise of three of the people who are closest to me in the radio world. My radio goombas, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL in Florida, and Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America in Washington. Let's do the people list. At number 20, Jamal Khashoggi. Number 19 is Xi Jinping. Do I pronounce? I never pronounced that right. But
no, that was right. That was perfect. Was
thank you, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Bezos, number 18, Elon Musk, 17, Zuckerberg, 16, Hillary Clinton, 15, Bob Woodward, 14, Roseanne, 13, James Comey at 12, Paul Manafort, 11, Kim Jong-un at 10, Mike Pence at 9, Brett Kavanaugh at 8, Stormy Daniels at 7, Jeff Sessions at 6, Nancy Pelosi, 5, Mitch McConnell, 4, Vladimir, bad Vlad, puking Putin, is number 3, Mueller is 2, and Trump is 1. Anybody got a problem with that list? When you, there's a list of how that sort of, remember the barroom scene from the first Star Wars movie?
All the aliens?
Right. How about we put all 20 of these in the barroom scene in the next Star Wars movie? That'd be
that would be
awesome.
Wouldn't that be awesome? It would be awesome. Yeah,
I think it would come down to the final two standing would be Roseanne and Trump.
Maybe, and they're two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
All right, Pence, politically,
Pence would be the first one knocked out.
Right? Can you imagine Roseanne as the Vice President of the United States? Aye. All right, Victoria, pick a name out of that, out of the barroom scene that I just went through. Pick a name and talk about just anything that comes to mind, significant or otherwise. Because you know at the D.C. Radio Company, having worked as long as you have in Washington, you know a lot of these people up close and personal. So maybe you can give us a little insight into most of them. Because they are, at least the American names, are Washington insiders, with the exception of Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. So you want to pick a name?
Oh, you mentioned Zuckerberg to me? Okay. So he's off limits to me because I'll have to take a Valium. Okay. I'm going to mention Mitch McConnell at number 4 because he's highly significant. He was highly significant in 2018. He's going to be equally significant in 2019. He's the Senate Majority Leader. He continues to be Senate Majority Leader as Nancy Pelosi comes in 99.99982% likely to be Speaker of the House. So that sets up a very interesting dynamic. Mitch McConnell is the man who, if Robert Mueller looks likely to be fired, will make any kind of decision as to whether a bill comes to the floor to stop that. So far, he has shown no inclination to let a bill come onto the floor. Mitch McConnell is the man who really has it. He is a consummate, in American, consummate in English, politician, deal maker, negotiator, and he is going to play a major role next year in anything that gets passed, comes to the floor, and happens.
All right, I'm going to piggyback with my own experience or my own thoughts about Mitch McConnell for a moment. It won't have the same, I'm talking about significant. If you really bear down into the farm bill, you understand how significant it is. But because I am an American family farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do a podcast and an hour-long program every week, which you can find, by the way, a little plugola, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We focus on food, farm, family. That's what the show is about. And Mitch McConnell was pretty much single-handedly, whether you realize it or not, responsible for getting the farm bill through the Senate, even though I don't like a lot of provisions that are in it. What it does is legalize the growing of hemp in the country, something that needed to be done. It was legal before World War II. After World War II, politicians from states like McConnell's state put it off limits because they didn't want to see black people growing. The blacks were growing the hemp and making money, and there was a concerted effort in the House and the Senate to stop them from doing that. That's why hemp became illegal. It's now legal again. It will help boost the interest and the future, the viability of American family farmers, as will the ultimate legalization of marijuana. That's a controversial statement for some, but marijuana is going to be legalized nationally, federalized, if you will, sooner or later, and now it's a matter of time. But in terms of McConnell and what he did with the Farm Bill, he pushed not only for the legalization of hemp being grown everywhere, but also for a tightening down on the welfare, if you will, food stamps, the SNAP program, whatever you want to call it, so that now, I don't know how many people realize this, this is a very positive step. Even though I got a lot of problems with the Farm Bill, $600 billion goes to people, farmers, huge agribusinesses that don't deserve it, don't need it, shouldn't have it. But in terms of the SNAP program, you have to be between the ages of 18 and 49, you have to show that you can't work, that you are physically incapable of work in order to get food stamps. That's a huge change, a huge difference, and a huge uptick as far as I'm concerned, because there's so many people who've been screwing you and me, the American taxpayer, by getting food stamps that don't deserve it. To be able to require that able-bodied men and women between the ages of 18 and 49, if you are able to work, you won't get food stamps. I think that's a very big step forward, frankly. And I'd welcome any other comments that people have. I don't want to get stuck on this, but I'm glad you picked his name out, Victoria. Richie, any comments? John?
On the list of 20 people in our barroom scene, before I get to that, Paul Manafort, I have thought ever since he appeared on the American scene, couldn't he be a good leading candidate to play the role of Tony Curtis? Doesn't he look like Tony Curtis?
what do they call him, an afternoon matinee idol, I think. Right?
But on my list, I've got number 17 and 18, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, both in fierce competition with each other, with Elon Musk and SpaceX, and Jeff Bezos with Blue Origin. Right here on the Space Coast, things are really heating up because in 2019, next week, we're looking, well, it won't be next week, but it's going to be probably in the third quarter of 2019, we're finally putting our Americans back into space, being launched right here from the Kennedy Space Center. So that is a huge issue with us, something that everyone here is pretty excited about, and we're going to be looking for that in 2019. So number one and number two on my list would be Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos.
All right. Richie, how about your list?
Why is Hillary Clinton and Bob Woodward on this list? Shouldn't
good
they be
question.
Last year's news?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question. I don't see either one of them as having real significance.
Yeah, Woodward's, I mean, Hillary
book.
Clinton.
His book.
Now, Woodward's out on the stump.
I know,
he's doing theater appearances like he was some big star. He's in Boston this week, as a matter of fact, at the Wang Theater, doing a couple of nights of just telling his stories. Don't know why anybody would go, but that's just me. I think he's just so puffed up on himself.
So for me, Xi Jinping is the big name. I think well, in part, yeah. I might have gone to Jeff Bezos if. But you know, with Xi Jinping, with China, and just this is what I want Trump to do. I want Trump to do what he's doing with China. I want him to be tough with them on the economy and on trade, and I want them to stop stealing our intellectual property. Mm-hmm. And you need to be tough with them. And I know it hurts right now with all the tariffs, and I know it's not fun, but you have to hit the reset button with these guys. This is basically the future of world war. stealing intellectual property, eavesdropping on your digitally, looking into your webcams, listening to our microphones, and I'm sitting in my kitchen right now. They could watch me and look at me and tap your phones. Just this intellectual property thing, stealing all of our blueprints of all of our computers and then just reproducing them and selling them and controlling the trade war. You have to get control of these things. If you don't, it's lights out, man.
Yeah. All right. So there they have all weighed in on the people list. We'll continue our overview, the review, if you will. News Talk Radio is in the focus. John Harper is here from WMEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. I'm going to focus now on the millions of people listening to this program who are having a tough time with their regular bowel movement. Yeah, that sounds a little, huh? What's he saying? Yep, I'm talking about the need that you have for a daily laxative. Constipation is a real problem in America. You're backed up. You're uncomfortable. Many people resort to use of these laxatives, but they have a harsh effect on your body, bloating, cramping, diarrhea, more problems. So how do you clean out your intestine? You do it with Life Change Tea, something that I sip every day all through my program. Life Change Tea keeps you normal, keeps you regular. It cleanses your body from those intruders. You ever seen a picture of some of those parasites that are inside your body? I know I'm talking about that a lot here, the stuff that gets into your ears for the new pillow, and now this is what's in your gut. Well, it's true. There are a lot of things in the environment get into your body and make your colon very unhealthy. It's unpleasant to talk about, but it's more unpleasant to live with it. So let's fix it. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and have yourself a good time cleansing gently your body by having Life Change Tea. Order Life Change Tea. The only way you can get it is online at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, get Life Change Tea, and get a healthier innards, if you will. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Again, the focus on the top news talk people from 2018, according to research at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the list every week of the stories and the people. This week, as we review the year, there are 20 names that have been significant in talk radio over the past year, according to Talkers Magazine. Jamal Khashoggi starts off the list at number 20. Xi Jinping is number 19. Chinese Premier Jeff Bezos from Amazon, number 18. Elon Musk from SpaceX and Tesla, number 17. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook is 16. Hillary Clinton, why is she on the list, is a good question. Number 15. Bob Woodward, even a better question, why is Bob Woodward on the list at 14? Roseanne Barr, understandable why she's on the list at 13. James Comey, also 12. Paul Manafort occupies the number 11 slot this year in terms of conversation on people. Kim Jong-un is at 10. Mike Pence, number 9. Brett Kavanaugh, number 8. Stormy Daniels is 7. Jeff Sessions, 6. That surprised me, actually. He was that big on the list, but they did the research. Nancy Pelosi, number 5. Don't you wish she'd go away? Mitch McConnell, another old fossil, number 4. Bad Vlad, number 3. Maybe he's the guy in the naked picture that Mueller has. Speaking of Mueller, he's number 2 on the list. And as you might expect, Donald Trump caps off the list at the top as the president of the United States. All of the discussion about the investigation, his business dealings, who he supported during the midterm elections, getting Kavanaugh in, all of those things. Trump versus the media. Yeah. The news media. It's all part of the discussion, and I'm betting it's going to be a lot more of the same sort of thing as we move ahead into 2019. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calitrin besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calitrin. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, a couple of more moments here in this hour of the review. Most important host in talk radio, John?
In talk radio today, I think the most important still has got to be Rush Limbaugh.
All right, Victoria, who's the most important talk radio personality in the country?
Rush Limbaugh proved it once again recently over the wall.
Yep. All right, Richie, you're not going to agree.
Dana Lash and Chad Benson, Doug Steffen.
Right. Those are all the Radio America winners.
I would beg to differ, and I would say that Hannity has an edge on Rush. I think that his connection to the president, his stature in the news, actually gave him a little bit more of a bump this year.
Yeah, he did. He's become more controversial. He still hasn't become even close. Rush Limbaugh made more money last year than he's ever made, even though he has a contract that changed what his base was. He made $84 million last year. Sean made about 29. If you're looking at money, that's sometimes the way to compare. It's 10 before the hour. Talk radio review time.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in public schools? Well, it is, so long as the religious songs are balanced with secular Christmas songs. Visit pji.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the last weekend of the year. We have the same traditions going through the top, in this circumstance, top technology stories of the week. Victoria Keelan is here to do that. Starting from number 5 to number 1, Walmart is going to get the bugga-buggas, and you'll be getting your bugga-buggas bugga-bugged by them if you go into one of their stores, it looks like, Victoria.
Yes, and what all that actually means is, that's Doug's tech speak for, yes. You will be surveilled if you go into Walmart. And so they have they freaked a lot of people out this week because a patent that they were granted for a new listening system for inside their stores went public. And so a lot of people, this started to go viral, and a lot of people are really freaked out about the idea of everything being listened to. So if you're walking down a particular aisle, and if you interact with any of their employees, now this is what they say will happen, that they can listen in on the conversation. They say that it's because they want to make sure their employees are greeting customers and doing everything the right way, but really, it's a lot more than that. It's a lot of Big Brother in this new system.
Mm-hmm.
So they have not said when this is going to be installed into stores, but it's bringing up a great point. Do you have a right to privacy when you're shopping? So if you're on the phone with your boyfriend having a fight,
uh-huh.
That's going to be public. That's going to be public information, essentially, at these Walmart stores. So you have to really rethink how you shop. And I don't know that a lot of people are going to love that Walmart is spying on them to this degree. You know, it's one thing to have hit cameras and things like that, and everyone's used to that in any retail environment. But this is an actual listening device, so. It'll
Boo.
Be interesting to see. Yeah. Can you imagine, though, you get the wrong person in charge of recording conversations, and then they start putting them out on the Internet? This spells nothing but trouble for Walmart.
Next up, actually a couple of stories with a focus on your dog. First one from Snapchat.
Yes. So if you've ever used Snapchat or Instagram filters, people always love to try to get their dog's faces into the filter. But the cameras are not set up. The algorithms are not equipped to recognize a dog's face and then add the little bunny ears or whatever it is that you want to add to it. So now Snapchat has fixed that. They actually have 9 different dog lenses, is what they call them. And so, if you and your pooch want to sit down and make a little selfie video, it will now recognize your dog's face, so you can have matching goofy faces or ears or whatever you want to do for entertainment. And then you can now send out those Snap videos, and I'm sure Instagram is going to be following very closely behind on this one now that they have the technology. So, Instagram users, because I don't really use Snapchat, I'll be waiting for the Instagram version. But it's fun to make videos with your dog.
All right. Now, the number 3 item, again, with a focus on dogs and a manner of speaking, this is news from the FOMOCO, right? The Ford Motor Company.
Yes, and so this is kind of an interesting thing that Ford is now branching out into other areas by using their own existing car technology. So what they did was they know that dogs have a much wider range of hearing than humans. If you have a dog who is afraid of fireworks, then you know the panic that ensues all night long until the fireworks are gone. It's a horrible thing that some dogs go through. So Ford developed a noise-canceling kennel prototype, and so it's inspired by the noise technology that they have in their Edge SUV, which softens the engine and transmission noises. And so they have microphones inside this kennel that detect sounds of fireworks, and then a built-in audio system sends out opposing frequencies that Ford uses in their Edge SUV. And so that way it can actually help offset some of the noise coming in, and then the dogs can be calmer in the kennel. Now, the kennel's not for sale yet. It's a prototype, but they said it's the first in a series of initiatives that they're calling interventions that applies automotive technology to everyday problems, which is pretty cool for Ford. So Ford gets 2 thumbs up for looking out for the dogs.
All right, number 2 on our list has to do with what you buy this weekend before things become more expensive next year.
Yep. A few things you want to buy. If you need a new iPhone battery, get on it this weekend. If you want a movie pass, AMC Stubbs A-List will stay at $19.95 per month. It goes up next year. And buy that book of stamps, the Forever stamps, because they will be going up in price at the beginning of 2019.
All right. Now, number one is a look back at what people bought in 2018.
Mm-hmm. The number one thing people bought in the world of technology in 2018 is the Instant Pot. This is not surprising to anyone who has a kitchen, because it seems like there's one in every kitchen in America. The most popular model is $99. Other things that made the list, a couple of RoboVacs, a digital meat thermometer, the WizGear magnetic phone mount for the dashboard at $8. That became super popular, and DNA testing kits. Were also big in 2018.
Yeah, 23andMe is expensive, but they're on you forever. I don't like them anymore. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The partial government shutdown entering its second week, and there's no end in sight. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise told Fox News Sunday the impasse can be resolved quickly.
We've got a crisis at the border. This president's trying to keep this country safe. That's what this fight's about. So this can be solved today.
The Louisiana congressman pointed out that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer supported border security back in 2006.
I'd be curious to know what changed. Is it just that Donald Trump's the one now requesting it? But if he's got a better way to keep this country safe, I think it's incumbent upon him to show the American people what that plan is.
The Senate will get its next chance when it convenes January 2nd. Security is always a big concern at the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration. This year, for the first time, a police drone will be keeping watch over revelers.
The unmanned eye in the sky is the latest tool in the NYPD's ever-expanding arsenal of counterterrorism technology. Several of the department's drones are equipped with thermal imaging, 3D mapping, and strong camera lenses to magnify a subject. Police Commissioner James O'Neill says, in addition, about 7,000 police officers will be on duty.
When it comes to the safety and protection we provide, there will be much the public will see and much the public won't see. And the bottom line is this. People will be safe.
And the police commissioner says there are no known credible threats to the city or the New Year's Eve event in Times Square. Julie Walker, New York.
Kim Jong-un will be keeping North Korean watchers busy New Year's Day when he's expected to give his annual address laying out the country's top priorities for the year. The speech, which is normally broadcast on North Korea's state-run television network, will be parsed carefully for any clues about Kim's thinking on denuclearization talks with Washington, as well as a second summit with President Trump and relations with South Korea and Pyongyang's efforts to get out from under international sanctions. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
The superhero film Aquaman floats to the top of the movie box office again with an estimated $51.5 million over the weekend, that according to studio estimates. Julie Walker has the latest from inside the theater.
They made me what I am.
And the worldwide Aquaman audience has made the Warner Brothers movie a nearly $749 million success so far.
Mary Poppins, you came back.
The Disney musical Mary Poppins Returns is back for a second weekend at number two, bringing in an estimated $28
million. This is why you're here, Bee.
In third place at the box office this weekend, Bumblebee, with an estimated $20.5 million in ticket sales. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was fourth, The Mule fifth. I'm Julie Walker.
And you can always check out more breaking news and read more analysis. They're both at Town Hall. I'm Ron DeRockstra. What do you know about holiday heart syndrome?
The winter holiday season is the peak time of year for heart attacks and heart rhythm disturbance. Contributing factors include dietary changes, stress, and alcohol. Give yourself the gift of adequate sleep, good companionship, physical activity, and the healthiest choices you can make in food and beverage. I want all of you here to listen to me in 2019. This is Charles Snyder in Bailey's Crossroads, Virginia.
A worker at a North Carolina wildlife conservatory was killed Sunday after a lion got loose from a locked space. Officials at the conservation center in about 50 miles southeast of Raleigh say a husbandry team led by a professionally trained animal keeper was carrying out routine cleaning when the lion somehow got loose and attacked the 22-year-old woman. Deputies say the lion was shot and killed after attempts to tranquilize the animal failed. It's not clear how the lion escaped the area. But the center is closed until further notice. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with a Jack Benny episode from shortly after the beginning of the new year. Then later on, we'll have a New Year's Eve-themed offering from The Red Skelton Show. Over his nearly quarter of a century on radio, Jack Benny always presented memorable shows around the holidays. Here on Lynn Radio Was, we've certainly shared with you a number of his Christmas programs, as well as ones from Thanksgiving, Easter, and even Valentine's Day. It also happened to have been Jack's birthday. Well, right now, we have a great episode airing in early January of 1946, which takes us back to the Rose Bowl from that year, as Jack and the gang attend the college football battle between Alabama and USC. Listen for Sarah Berner as Jack's waitress girlfriend, Gladys Zabisco. Also listen for the very first appearance of the long-running character, Mr. Kitzel, who plays a hot dog salesman at the game. This is from January 6th of 46.
Program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. ladies and gentlemen, since this is our first program of the new year, I'd like to bring you a man who has made two important resolutions. The first resolution was to give every member of his cast a raise. The second resolution was to forget the first one. And here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you, thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, I thought that was a very unfunny introduction.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I happen to think it was very funny.
Well, I don't care what you think. You know, you may not know this, Don, but you can get brand new, shiny 1946 announcers without waiting for Detroit to make up its mind. You know, I wouldn't mind having a thin announcer for a change. I'm getting pretty sick of looking at a pot that big without flowers in it. So just... Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Happy New Year, Don.
Well, same to you, Mary.
Hey, what about me? Aren't you going to thank me for the swell time I showed you New Year's Eve at that nightclub?
Yeah, but next time, let's not go home at 11:30.
Now, Mary, you know very well that we didn't get home till daybreak. Boy, was I raring.
You should have seen him, Don. Jack drank one bottle of Coca-Cola, jumped up on the chandelier, beat his chest, and yelled, "Look at me, I'm Tarzan."
Yes, sir.
And he fooled everybody if he hadn't opened his shirt.
Oh, yeah, well, how about that Tarzan yell I gave?
That wasn't a Tarzan yell. You sat on a hot light bulb.
Now, Mary.
Then he drank another bottle of Coca-Cola without a chaser yet.
I can have a little fun, Candy. Anyway, I was the life of the party.
You were nothing but a big show-off.
I was not a show-off.
Then why did you ask the waiter to throw you out?
I just did that for a gag. Now, Mary, you know very well we had a marvelous time. We danced all evening.
Okay, I had a marvelous time.
You're darn tootin'.
Say, Mary, is Jack a good dancer?
I don't know. It's the first time I ever did the minuet.
Oh, stop, will you? You've done the minuet before.
Yeah, but not while the band was playing Cow Cow Boogie.
Now, on New Year's Eve, you gotta let yourself go.
Say, Jack, what'd you do at the stroke of 12?
What did he do? He said, "Happy New Year," took an aspirin, and passed out.
Well, I wasn't out long, sister. And, Don, when I came to, I went around and kissed every woman in the place.
You did?
Yeah. And Mary was so jealous, she tried to stop me.
I wasn't jealous. I was only trying to tell you the place was closed and those women were mopping up.
I was wondering why they all wore upsweep hairdos. Anyway, let's forget about me. How about you, Don? Did you have a good time New Year's Eve?
I sure did, Jack. At the stroke of 12, I crawled out of the fireplace and filled all the stockings with toys.
Filled the stockings with toys? On New Year's Eve? Don, you were 7 days late.
I know. I was stuck in the chimney.
Well, that's terrible. You could have fallen down and hurt yourself.
Yes, but I was lucky enough to catch the flu.
Well, I'm glad you what?
I was in the chimney, but I was lucky enough to catch the flu.
Don, I have an arrangement with Abbott and Costello. We leave them alone, and they leave us. So let's try. Well, hello, Larry. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Jack.
Jack? Well, Larry, what's come over you? You've always called me Mr. Benny.
Well, don't you remember? On New Year's Eve, you said I could stop calling you Mr. Benny and call you Jack.
When did I tell you that?
Right after your second Coke.
You mean before the aspirin tablet? Well, Larry, I still like the idea of you calling me Mr. Benny. I mean, it adds a little dignity to the program and shows you have respect for me.
Do you want me to call you Mr. Benny, too?
No, that won't be necessary, Mary.
Gee, I can call him Jack.
And now, folks...
Wait till the girls at the May Company hear about this.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get smart, Miss Livingston.
Oh, do call me Mary.
Now, cut that out! Come on, Larry, let's have your song. Now, Mary, you behave yourself, will you?
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high. And somewhere a bird who is bound to be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling, falling in love. Maybe it's more than the earth, shiny and silvery blue. Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you. It's a grand night for singing. The moon is lying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling, falling in love. Falling, falling in love.
Night for Singing, sung by Larry Sieber. And very good, Larry. By the way, kid, you made a record of that song, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, it's a great number. I'd like to have one of those records, Larry.
Well, why don't you buy one, Mr. Benny? It only costs 75 cents.
Well, I thought about buying one, kid, but you see, I just wanted your song, and the record has something else on the other side, you see, so I didn't feel like paying for both sides.
Maybe they'll slice it for you.
No, I asked them. And you should have heard...
Hello, Donzie. Hiya, Libby. And a good evening to you, Mr. Benny.
What? Mr. Benny, Phil, what's that?
One of my New Year's resolutions. Respect for the boss. I made it on New Year's Eve.
Well, that's a nice resolution.
They told me I made it, and I'm going to keep it.
Also, Phil, I never saw a guy like you. You keep going to parties, but you never know what happened. You can't even remember if you've had a good time.
Jackson, when I get up the next morning, brush my teeth, and the bristles fall out of the toothbrush, I know I had a good time.
Stay tuned. We've got more Jack Benny coming up right after these messages.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to the second act of Jack Benny, headed to the Rose Bowl on When Radio Was.
Hey, look, how about you, Jackson? Did you have fun New Year's Eve?
Yes, Phil. I went over to the...
That's all, Jackson. If you can remember, you didn't have fun.
Well, I can remember all of it. And, Phil, as long as you're making resolutions, you could have made another one. During this new year, why don't you learn something about music?
You mean I should be like Stokowski?
No, Phil, no. All I ask is when you look at your music stand and see a piece of paper that has lines across it and little black dots all over it, don't turn to your boys and say, "There's a spy around here. This stuff is in code." Little as they know, it embarrasses them.
All right, Jackson, all right. That'll be another one of my resolutions.
All right, Phil,
wait a minute, Jack.
What is it, Barry?
I meant to tell you that the way over here, I stopped off at your house, and while I was there, Fred Allen called.
Fred Allen, huh? Well, what did the dead end of Allen's Alley have to say?
I haven't heard such language since Mama stepped on Papa's barefoot with her track shoes on.
Well, Mary, Allen didn't have to use that kind of language, even if he was talking about me.
It wasn't his fault, Jack. He was reading one of those contest letters.
No. He's just jealous because more people hate me than him. That's all.
What about the contest, Jack? Have the winners been picked yet?
Not yet, Don. The judges are reading the letters as fast as they can. But on Sunday, January 27, 3 weeks from tonight, we'll announce the winners. 3 weeks from tonight. It won't be very long until I'll be paying off the prizes.
Hey, Jackson, as long as you're paying off, how about that little bet I won from you on the Rose Bowl game?
Phil, I didn't see the game, so the bet's off. I mean, how do I know that USC lost, huh?
Are you kidding? The score was printed in every newspaper in the country.
So what? Last Wednesday, I picked up the newspaper on my front lawn and said no rain today. Paper was so wet, I could hardly read it. So don't be too sure about USC losing.
Jackson, are you crazy? 90,000 people were at that game and saw Alabama win.
I don't care if 100,000 people saw. I'm not taking the word of a lot of strangers. That's the way rumors get started.
taking anybody's word.
That's why Jack went to Europe last summer. He wanted to make sure the war was over.
Yeah.
He hasn't been to Japan yet, so he's still got his house blacked out.
Harry, let's drop the whole... I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Rochester, you know I'm on the air. What did you call for?
It's about Nottingham, your new English butler. He must be crazy.
What's the matter now?
When you left the house this morning, did you tell him to take the Christmas tree off the grand piano, cut it up into little pieces and burn it?
Yeah, did it fit in the fireplace?
Oh, but the keyboard.
Rochester, do you mean to say that Nottingham damaged my grand piano?
Damaged it? Boss, you know in front where it says Steinway & Sons?
Yes.
Well, the father's in business for himself now.
Oh, my God. Rochester, why didn't you stop him?
Stop him, schmuck him. He wouldn't listen to me.
Well, my grand piano, it's ruined.
I told you I saved the keyboard.
The keyboard? Why would you just save that?
Boss, you know how I feel about ivory.
I should have known. Well, Rochester, did anything else happen?
Not until the fireman got there.
The fireman?
Yeah, when Nottingham threw the pen in the fireplace, the flames shot up all over the roof.
Well, did the firemen put it out?
They sure did. I went outside and watched them. They climbed up a ladder, stuck a hole down the chimney, and turned it on full force.
Uh-huh.
And, boss, I couldn't understand how a chimney could hold so much water till I opened the front door. Me so hard, I thought Frank Thomas was coaching it.
What? Don't tell me the house was flooded.
Flooded? You know that picture of Whistler's mother you got in the library?
Yes.
Well, the frame's still there, but she's in the living room diving for pennies.
Rochester, stop with the jokes. Did you save my parrot?
Boss, the last time I saw your parrot, he was sailing down the hall in your dirty hat shouting, Mr. Christian, come here!
Oh, don't be so silly. Now, let the water out the back door. We might as well water the garden while we've got it.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
What happened, Jack?
What always happens when I leave the house? Come on, Phil, let's have a band number. Snow, played by Phil Harris and his orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen...
Hey, Jackson, come on. How about paying me that dough you owe me on the Rose Bowl game?
Bill, I told you I didn't see the game.
But, Jack, you said you went to the Rose Bowl. How come you didn't see the game?
Well...
I'll tell you, Don.
He wouldn't be interested.
Yes, I would. What happened, Mary?
Oh.
Well, Jack had tickets for the game, and he told Phil and me to meet him in front of Tunnel 16 at 1:30.
1:30. What is that?
Got to the bowl, Jack wasn't there yet. So we waited and waited. You should have seen the crowd down. There were thousands of people pushing and shoving. Come on, Phil, let's go in.
We can't, Libby. We got to wait for Jackson. He's got the tickets. Why didn't he come with us?
Well, you know how romantic Jack is. He's bringing his girlfriend, Gladys Zabisco, to the game.
Yeah, she's a pretty cute kid when she's all dressed up. You know, I think Jackson's kind of stuck on that little waitress.
Yeah, but he's getting indifferent now that meat rationing is over. You know him.
Hey, Mary, look. Here comes Jackson and Gladys now.
Gee, Gladys, I never saw you look so nice. You're sure pretty when you get all dialed up.
Thanks, Speedy.
I mean it. Boy, am I lucky I met you.
Ain't it the truth?
fate for you. You know, I'd never have met you if I hadn't been hungry that night. Yeah, I'll never forget. I was driving along looking for a place to eat, and I drove right past Ciro's and the Trocadero and the Macambo. And it was just fate that made me turn into Simon's Drive-In. And there, like a vision of loveliness, you came toward me. Gee, you smelled so good.
Yeah, it was chicken gumbo night.
Uh-huh. 25 cents a bowl. A meal in itself. Oh, look, Gladys, there's Mary and Phil. Now, here we are, kids. Gladys, you know Mary, don't you?
Sure. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Gladys. Gee, that's a pretty fur. Did you trap it yourself?
I should say not. Speedy ran over it on the way out here.
Gladys.
Hit it again, Jackson. It's still wiggling.
Don't be funny. Gladys meant that it slipped off her shoulder and ran over it accidentally. Didn't you, Gladys?
You tell him, big boy. You got the lips for it.
Yeah. Come on, kids. Here's our gate. Let's go in.
Tickets, tickets. Hold your own stops, please.
Here you are.
Oh, hello, Gladys.
Hello, Eddie.
What's the special tonight?
Beef soup and boiled potatoes.
Oh, come on, Gladys. Forget business for a while.
Okay, Stevie.
Here's Tunnel 16 over this way, Jackson. Now, let's stick together.
Say, Gladys, you still work at the Shamrock Cafe?
No, I'm back at the drive-in. Speedy thought I ought to be outside where it's healthy, yes.
Darn right. What's the use of being in California if you can't enjoy the sun?
Yeah, but I sure wish I could get off the night shift.
You will, honey. Just save your tips. That's all.
I do, but every time I get a little ahead, you want to go to a movie or something.
Well, it won't always be that way.
Hey, look who's here. Hiya, Gladys. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Lefty.
Lefty? You know everybody, don't you?
That's Lefty Flanagan. What a sport. He always orders a la carte.
Don't talk to him.
But Lefty's a big tipper.
Oh. Hiya, Lefty. Where do we...
Hey, look, there's a hot dog stand. Let's make with a mustard.
Yeah, want a hot dog, Gladys?
I'm not hungry right now. You can get me one when we're inside.
Better get one now, Gladys. You know Speedy.
That's Speedy. All right, I'll go over and buy the hot dog. You kids wait here so you won't get lost. Huh? Hey, mister, four hot dogs, please.
Yes, sir. Pickle in the middle and the mustard on top. Just the way you like him in the old red top. It's coming up.
How much are they?
3 cents apiece.
3 cents?
Uh-huh.
Why do you sell them so cheap?
Taste them.
Oh, say, do they look... They do look like pretty tough weenies.
Tough. What suitcase handles they would make.
Well, they still look good to me. Give me four.
What kind of mustard do you want on them?
What kind?
Well, I got strong, mild, and Christmas night.
Oh, mild, I guess.
Okay, here you are. Four hot dogs covered with mild mustard.
Thanks. Gee, they're kind of messy. Haven't you got some rolls to put them in?
With rolls, it's 5 cents. With pickles, it's 10 cents. With relish, it's 15 cents. And with my cabinet of soda, you couldn't afford it.
Well, just give me the roll.
Here you are. Here you are.
Thank you.
Pickle in the middle and the mustard on top. Just the way you like them in the roll. Right?
Here you are, kids. Take your hot dog.
Thanks. Gee, I'm thirsty. What are we going to drink with our hot dog?
Here you are, Gladys. Put that back in your pocket. Now, let's go in.
Stubbs, please. Let's see the numbers on your stubs.
Here you are.
Right this way. Just follow me. Oh, hello, Gladys.
Why, hello, Nick. How are things?
Fine. I'm on parole now.
Come on. Come on. Show us our seat. Hey, listen to the cheering section.
L-S-M-T, L-S-M-T, L-U-C-K-I-E-S, Lucky!
Say,
Hey, these seats are okay, aren't they, kid?
Yeah, right on the 40-yard line.
Hey, Jackson, care to make a little bet on the game?
Okay, Phil, you take Alabama, I'll take USC.
Hiya, pal. Hey, is that seat taken, old pal, old pal?
Oh, great. Look, mister, how about sitting someplace else?
No, thanks. I never touch it.
This would happen to me.
How much do you want to bet, Jackson?
How much do? Any amount you say, brother. Just name it.
Okay, $50.
$50? Okay, it's a bet.
We must be sitting higher than I thought.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing.
Peanuts, popcorn, chewing gum, peanuts, popcorn. Hello, Gladys, chewing gum.
Oh, hello, Mizen.
For goodness sake, Gladys, must you say
quiet,
hello?
Quiet. I want to hear the game.
The game hasn't started yet.
No, thanks. I never touch it.
They're a husky bunch of fellas.
Yeah, listen to that crowd.
Here they come running right past us.
Gladys!
The boys on the U.S. team always eat at the drive-in. They voted me Miss Pigskin of 1945.
I don't care what they voted you.
Gosh, what a crowd.
Yeah, I bet there's 90,000 people here.
Oh, that's terrible. 90,000 people without a home.
What are you talking about?
This housing shortage is terrible.
Look, they've got homes. They're here for the game.
Oh, you're just saying that because I'm your pal.
You're not my pal. I never saw you before in my life.
No, thanks. I never touched you.
I don't know why I always have to...
Hey, Jackson, look, here comes the Alabama team.
Hey, those Alabama fellows look pretty good, don't they, Gladys?
They sure do. Oh,
Gladys, you all!
Gladys, you all! That's the last straw. I'm leaving. I'm not even going to stay and see the game. And let me tell you something else, Gladys. You and I are through. Our engagement is broken. Goodbye.
But, Speedy, if you're breaking our engagement, what about the ring?
I'm not giving it back to you. Goodbye.
So there you are, Don. That's exactly what happened at the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, 3 weeks from tonight on January 27th, we will announce the winners of the I Can't Stand Jack Benny contest.
Mary, I wish you'd stop telling Don everything that happens to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I won't do it again.
Okay. Say, Mary, how would you like to go out to dinner now, and later we'll go dancing?
No, not while you're wearing Gladys's ring.
Well, I can't get it off. Good night, folks.
That episode was from January 6, 1946. The Rose Bowl that year was won by the Alabama Crimson Tide, 34-14, over a school basically playing on its home field, the University of Southern California. In the role of Mr. Kitzel, the hot dog salesman, was Artie Auerbach. It was his first appearance as the character on the Jack Benny program, but he had been playing that role since 1937 over on the Al Pierce Show and also on Phil Baker's variety radio program. Before comedy, Auerbach spent time as a professional news photographer, even covering the famous Lindbergh kidnapping case. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Win Radio Was, a New Year's Eve-themed episode starring another comedian, Red Skelton. Known as Old Man Winter, it will begin right after this break.
Johnny Dollar.
Dan's Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
He's a specialist in fraud and the finer points of human nature. He's insouciant, cynical, and glib, but honest when it counts. He's America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Ants, get over here fast.
What's the matter?
I'm trapped in the office of Jensen's Boathouse.
Trapped?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Bob Bailey, Mendel Kramer, and more star as Dollar in 32 adventures of intrigue, excitement, and mystery in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters.
The tiny office I was in had no windows and no outside door, a real trap. And outside in the darkened boathouse, somebody with a gun was stalking me. Probably the killer I've been looking for. But now he was looking for me. I stacked what furniture was against the door. He started throwing his weight against it, and it couldn't last very long. There was nothing I could do but wait.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar Medium Rare Matters, is regularly $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77.
I know how fantastic all of this must sound, but it's the truth. Do you think I'm crazy?
You don't look crazy to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Every year, a lot of people have to find a new place to hunt for one reason or another. On this week's Drawn to Wildlife's Topic of the Week, we will share tips on things to do when you start this type of hunt. I'm Drew Ramage. Finding a new place to hunt can be a tough task to tackle, but there are some things you can do to stack the odds in your favor. Number one, network. Talk to people that you know that hunt, farm, or own land, and let them know that you are looking for a new place to hunt. Number two, if you locate a property that you want to hunt, find out who the owner is by looking at your county's property valuation office or on some of the hunting apps that have this information. Finally, don't be afraid to ask. The worst thing you can be told is no, and maybe, just maybe, you can gain permission to hunt. If you want to learn more about this topic, go to drawntowildlife.com, and remember, the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and time for yet another New Year's Eve-themed comedy. It's from the final day of the year, 1946. And Rod O'Connor will tell you the name of the star right now.
Red Elvis! Thank you very much, and Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye, 46, and we're glad to get rid of you. 903, Rod.
903, Red. Well, Red, here it is, New Year's Eve.
Oh, it can't be.
Why?
You're still standing up.
Ah, just a minute, Red. I'll have you know I don't imbibe.
Oh?
I celebrate New Year's Eve by listening to the radio, and then at 12 o'clock I have a warm glass of milk and go to bed.
That's fine. Forrest Lawn heard about you, Ed?
You gonna bring the new year in, Red?
I got nothing to do with it. I'll stand there and it'll come on its own. You know? You know, I've got a hunch that 47 is my year to win the Academy Award.
You mean next year?
No, when I'm 47.
Well, I sure hope it doesn't rain like it did at Christmas time.
Yeah, you know, the Chamber of Commerce out here in California was really wonderful to everyone. They gave them a pool in their backyard.
Hey, by the way, Red, how do you like that Cocker Spaniel puppy that Vernon and I gave you for Christmas?
Oh, he's a corker, he is. He's wonderful. He knows more tricks. How did you ever teach him to tear up a rug like that? Huh?
Well, what do you call a dog?
I'm going to call him 1946. If he doesn't behave, he's going out tonight.
Oh, by the way, here's a New Year's greeting from our sponsor, Mr. Rawley.
Oh, yeah, a telegram to... Oh, he's a sly one, isn't he? Mm. He sent it at 9:03 a.m. It says, 1946 was filled with hope. Let's see if we can make 1947 filled with skeleton.
There's two ways to take that applause. So you're going to make New Year's Eve resolutions, right?
Yeah, I'm making the first resolution. I'm not going to punch any tigers in the mouth this year.
What kind of a resolution is that? You never have punched a tiger in the mouth.
I know, but I'm going to have a resolution this year that I can keep.
You going to the Rose Bowl game tomorrow?
The guy that wrote that's no longer with us. Going to the Rose Bowl, and I'm going to watch the game from my front porch.
You can't see anything from there. You live 30 miles away.
It's closer than those $50 bargains they're selling. And now my mother, Anita Ellis, will say, for sentimental reasons...
We'll be right back with more of Red Skelton after this short break. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
And now let's get back to Red Skelton on When Radio Was.
Tonight, the Stories in the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire also has poetry and music about Old Man Winter.
In the Yukon was found once a bum, frozen stiff over his bottle of rum. Unable to straighten this hombre, this Satan, they just buried the bum in a drum. Chapter 1, I'll Get the Man Who Got My Gal.
To stop. As long as he's running, you can keep warm.
Yeah.
Man, am I freezing.
Is your nose cold?
I don't know. I scratched him 3 miles back and it fell off.
Him?
No, it.
Thought maybe you had two heads and you lost one of your noses.
You say, is it always this cold up here?
No, only 9 months out of the year. Then the freezing spell sets in.
Notion to set fire to my celluloid collar.
Now let's not get hot-headed here, old Brian.
Now, Dad, I really, let's turn back. Look at them snow clouds ahead while we're heading for a blizzard.
Oh.
I'm so cold now, I'm turning blue. Navy, that is.
We can't turn back. Yeah, no, we can't turn back. I gotta turn back and read this line. I gotta find Jim Harkins, the critter that stole my gal and my gold claim.
Yeah, well, money ain't everything, and yeah, as far as the gal is concerned, why, there's plenty more fish in the sea.
Yeah, I ain't intend to marry up with no mackerel. I love Clementine. She's really a beautiful gal. Mm-hmm. She's got a swan-like neck.
Yeah, lots of gals have.
She's got webbed feet, too. I'm gonna marry her someday.
Yeah, well, how about that gal in Alorada?
Well, there's something fishy about her.
You mean because her eyes are on the side of her head?
Yeah. Yeah, but she was a good girl. Her heart was like the army, open to all men between the ages of 18 and 35. Well, we better get a move on, or we're going to freeze to death up here. Someday I'm going to go where it never gets cold.
Yeah, but you're going to have to die to make it.
Yeah. Look, there's a... there's a town ahead. We'll ride for it. What do you say?
Okay. Say, what time is it?
I don't know. I swallowed my Mickey Mouse watch the other day.
Really? Does it give you any trouble?
Only when I try to wind it.
These horses are going to last much longer while the snow is boiling up on their hooves.
Well, just reach in my saddle pack there, get that Esquire, turn to page 57. It'll melt that snow in no time. The same guy that wrote that joke wrote the other one, and they both said it. Poor suckers stayed up all night to write that. Well, maybe we can stop and trade these horses for a couple of dog teams.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Maybe we can get the Brooklyn Dodgers. We'll go into this trading post here and get warmed up. Say, nice place here.
Yeah, boy, look at that fire in that fireplace.
Shut that door!
Shut your trap!
Look, this puss, I don't take that kind of talk from nobody.
Oh, a Vassar girl, huh? Look, get back to the wilderness, wolf girl. There's gents present. Ain't you got no learning?
I'll have you know I'm a self-made woman.
Yeah? She'd let somebody else do the face. You so messed it up.
What can I do for you gypsies?
We ain't gypsies, ma'am.
You're wearing earrings.
Them's icicles. Teams for sale?
Dog teams?
Yeah.
Sounds like you might be heading further north.
Yep.
You must be on a pretty important mission to fight this blizzard.
Yeah, I'm looking for a sagebrusher named Jim Hawkins. He stole my gal and my money.
Jim Hawkins, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, your destination has been reached. You'll find him over at the Klondike Honky Tonk.
Probably with Fred Allen. Well, come on, partner.
Say, look, Mr. Deadeye, you really walking into trouble. Well, that Jim Hawkins is a fast man with a .45 and a good shot, too.
Yeah, you ain't doing bad with it yourself. I can shoot fast as anybody. You see that pine cone hanging from that tree?
Yeah.
What? See that barn door over there? Come on, we'll go inside here. Piano player. Is there a gal around here named Clementine?
Yeah, she's over there.
He's laughing, boy, tonight, you know. He's happy because he finally got a line. Here's a dollar tip, old boy. Go get a haircut, will you?
Thanks. It would be good to see out again.
You won't have to pay dues now. Patrilla will never recognize you. Careful smoking. You could have a brush fire there, you know. There's my old gal. Howdy, gal.
Howdy, stranger.
I ain't no stranger, gal. It's me, Deadeye.
Oh, Deadeye. I didn't recognize you. You scared me at first.
I don't doubt it, gal. Seems like I'm always scaring people. One Halloween, I scared my mother and father to death.
How?
I was born.
Wait, Deadeye, aren't you getting a little arty?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, that gorgeous hand-painted tie. Say, look, is that a pretty girl you got painted on that tie?
No, that's Lena Romay, the actress.
Oh.
I always like to feel it. Women like Lena Romay is hanging around my neck. Same boy wrote it. Look, gal, I came a long way through this storm to see you. You got to give up this guy, Jim Hawkins.
Well, I guess I do have what it takes.
Yeah, too bad what you got ain't taken, though.
Don't move, did I?
Well, howdy, Jim. I ain't up here looking for trouble. I just come to get my gal and my money and to take you back to Texas. I ain't looking for no trouble. The boys down there got a rope necktie waiting for you.
You talk like a tough man.
You trying to act like one?
I ain't acting. Where I come from, we eat a whole steer at one sitting.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Huh?
Well, where I come from, we take a raw steer, butter it so it'll slide down easier, then we set in a hot kettle of boiling water to cook it.
Look here, Deadeye. We're acting very childish. We shouldn't be fighting. You can have your gal. Take her with you, but leave me here. You didn't even have to come all the way up here, Deadeye. No, you could have wrote me a letter. I'd have sent her back. Please, she loves you. You got money. Take her back to Texas. But please, leave me here. I can't stand that climate.
Please, my boy, control yourself. We ain't selling soap, you know.
Yeah, Deadeye, leave the coward here. Well, anyway, I couldn't stand to see him hang around.
Well, if we get through the blizzard, why
Where's that critter that was looking for a dog team?
Here I am.
Well, I got you 12 dogs and this lead dog. He's the finest you ever seen. Nice and friendly, too.
Yeah, howdy, boy. Yeah, he does seem friendly for a Pekingese, don't he?
Yeah. Go ahead and pet him. He can't fight. No teeth.
Oh, nice boy. Oop. Won't bite, huh? You see the fingers on my left hand?
He ain't got no fingers on your left hand.
Mighty rugged gums he's got, man.
And that is the first half of the Red Skelton Show from December 31st, 1946. We will continue this New Year's Eve-themed comedy at the beginning of our next show. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and in 1976, Skelton was heard voicing Father Time in a Rankin and Bass animated holiday classic. I'll give you the name of that and wrap up when radio was right after this.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more.
Just remember, darling, all the while you...
Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping.
Boy.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Every year, a lot of people have to find a new place to hunt for one reason or another. On this week's Drawn to Wildlife's Topic of the Week, we will share tips on things to do when you start this type of hunt. I'm Drew Ramage. Finding a new place to hunt can be a tough task to tackle, but there are some things you can do to stack the odds in your favor. Number one, network. Talk to people that you know that hunt, farm, or own land, and let them know that you are looking for a new place to hunt. Number two, if you locate a property that you want to hunt, find out who the owner is by looking at your county's property valuation office or on some of the hunting apps that have this information. Finally, don't be afraid to ask. The worst thing you can be told is no, and maybe, just maybe, you can gain permission to hunt. If you want to learn more about this topic, go to drawntowildlife.com. And remember, the seasons never end.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Is Rudolph's Shiny New Year. The voice of Santa Claus in that show was busy radio actor Paul Frees. And Big Ben was voiced by Great Gildersleeve star Harold Perry. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. But be sure to visit us at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.